waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we've got big news coming. Alex Jones is going to be joining us on the other side of this segment. But first, what's going on right now to stop Judge Brett Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court is really next level. And it needs to be highlighted, the hypocrisy and the lies coming out of the Democrat Party. Here's John Bowne with his report.
The self-righteous Democrats have managed to, at the very least, stall potential Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing for an FBI investigation into the allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford, claiming that she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh at a high school get-together.
FBI should be given time to reopen its background check investigation into Judge Kavanaugh, to speak to any potential witnesses or other relevant individuals and update its analysis.
However, Ford is stalling on answering to testify.
Are you saying there has to be an investigation by the FBI or else Professor Ford will not testify?
What we're saying is that there should be an investigation because that's the right thing to do.
If there's not an investigation, would she appear on Monday?
She is prepared to cooperate with the committee and with any law enforcement investigation. And that has been her position, and it continues to be her position. So she will cooperate with the committee in whatever form that takes, and it remains to be seen. We have to talk with Senator Grassley's office and the other committee members to determine what form that will take.
While Mark Judge, Kavanaugh's high school friend and only witness to the alleged assault, flatly refuses to testify. And even Dianne Feinstein, the senator responsible for entering the allegations into the nomination process, has her doubts.
No one called her or called her lawyer. My understanding is she got emails. I have no say. I'm the lead Democrat, so this is all up to the Republican side. I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
In the midst of all this, Senator Mazie Hirono made this declaration.
I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
Granted, it's a wee bit dogmatic when blanketed on the entire U.S. male population, but when applied to Congress, well, Congress is a different story. Congress thinks we have forgotten the secret taxpayer-funded nest egg to quietly pay off sexual assault accusations it gave itself back in 1995. It is arrogantly known as the Congressional Accountability Act, intended to hold congressmen and women accountable to sexual harassment claims. The fine print in the law actually insulates the accused from embarrassment. USA Today reported, to file a complaint, employees must go through a 90-day mandatory dispute resolution process, the first step of which is counseling for the accuser. Yes, you read that correctly. The alleged harasser isn't forced to get counseling. The victim is. Outside Congress, workers with claims can file a lawsuit in federal court whenever they want. But if they work for Congress, failure to follow these procedures may jeopardize any claims raised under the law. And since 1997, 17 million tax dollars have gone to pay off the victims of Democrats like John Conyers, Al Franken, Robert C. Scott, and Reuben Cahune. Of course, there were Republican predators too, but I mention the Democrats because they are currently using their exclusive legislative power to smear a qualified Supreme Court justice nominee with evidence that even they admit is questionable, while simultaneously presiding over a rigged sexual assault payoff system, funding their crimes with our tax dollars, and insisting an outright biased FBI do their dirty work. Meanwhile, the House and Senate are in gridlock over updating what should be now known as the Congressional Unaccountability Act. It is hypocrisy at the highest level. John Bowne reporting.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
I wanted to start this Wednesday broadcast off today before we hand the baton to Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew for a jam-packed transmission pointing out that rarely do you see a five-minute piece anywhere on television or listen to it on radio where it's really all out of the park, dead on information. And I said about my own broadcast, when you hear a five-minute breakdown that really is like a hole-in-one, you need to recognize it. And Ann Coulter on Tucker Carlson last night was just such a 5 minutes. She encapsulates everything that's happening with Kavanaugh into 5 minutes. And the big takeaway is this. You can accuse anybody you want of some unprovable, unverifiable crime in modern America if they're a white male. And then we're not just talking about Democrats running the country, but the most crazed, factionalized, power-tripping, Loserville CNN that is a weaponized criminal intelligence agency working with leftist elements of the CIA and the whole project that Obama launched before he left office. And you know, I say that and it sounds so fantastical, I have to step back, but that's really what they've done. And when you look at what a bunch of stupid wimps these people in dying media are, and how they're interfaced with a bunch of power-tripping leftist intelligence ops in the CIA and the FBI with all these little criminal networks that Obama and Hillary left behind. It's just such a crime. It's such a cabal of dirtbags. And the only thing I've got to say is I understand Tucker Carlson wants to take the super, uber, ultra high road and say, oh, this lady, you know, she's a great lady. You know, she's a leftist foaming at the mouth anti-man professor who expunged her records before launching all this. And you've got the whole train of people that have been caught for political purposes saying that something was done to them or for racial purposes. I mean, people forget the lacrosse team and how the media knew it was a lie but went with it forever because it's a bunch of white guys and a black woman, so the image is, you know, of evil. Instead, it was the opposite. You know, why did the mainly white lacrosse team, you know, get a black stripper? You know, everything gets projected and turned to something evil because the globalists want racial division. And it's in the WikiLeaks that they're doing this. This is their plan. This is their operation. And you've got all the other women that are constantly getting caught. And you've got law enforcement reports confirming in Europe and the U.S. that upwards of half of sexual assaults are fake. Unless it's Islamic, then you've got multi-1,000% increases in rapes and acid attacks and women being kidnapped, little girls, true wide-scale organized crime, total cover-ups, everything they can do to, you know, if a young girl gets kidnapped, raped by 100 men when she's 12, they call it, oh, the young girl had sex with 100 men. So, again, the left bending over backwards and then sexually abusing little girls and little boys with the whole trans teaching, where they're going in and sexualizing young children and manipulating them into wanting to be castrated chemically or physically. And again, this is the assault. So the group of people and the organization in Hollywood and the corporate media, like CNN that takes billions of dollars from Gulf State dictators on record, they are the worst people in the world. It'd be like Jeffrey Dahmer doing a PSA against cannibalism. He's a cannibal. It doesn't hold water. Or Hitler, sitting as the judge in the Nuremberg trial over the Nazis. But let's go to this important report. If this woman is for real, she's that blip on the radar of someone that is, and then it's 36 years ago, and her eyewitness says it didn't happen. The eyewitness says it didn't happen. I mean, this is incredible. And then you've got Feinstein saying she doesn't know if it's all true. This is unbelievable. So you talk about witch hunt. This is just an expansion to that. No, remember the Russia thing went nowhere. That turned into, not paying your taxes? All right, folks, let's go ahead and go to this very, very important piece. And then there'll be a lot more coming up with Owen Schroyer and more today. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the most banned, most verboten, most attacked transmission in the world for good reason. But thanks to you spreading the URL, Infowars.com and Newswars.com, with God's help, we are unstoppable when we work together. God bless you all. Now here's the piece with Tucker Carlson and Ann Coulter.
We're in Washington right now. I've been here all my life, and I can say I've never seen this city crazier or more paranoid or more tense or more dumb. Here's an example. 3 years ago, Brett Kavanaugh made what was obviously a joke about his time in high school. Here it is.
Unfortunately, we had a good saying that we've held firm to this day, as the dean was reminding me before the talk, which is what happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep. That's been a good thing for all of us, I think.
Yeah, so he's obviously admitting a felony sex crime there. No, it was a joke, and it's clearly irrelevant to what we're talking about today, but don't tell the more literal-minded, humorless members of the Senate. How about Elizabeth Warren? She tweeted this. I can't imagine any parent accepting this view. Is this really what America wants in its next Supreme Court justice? If you can even imagine texting something like that or putting it on Twitter, mindless. Ann Coulter is a writer, author of Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Has Lost Its Collective Mind. As if she needed another example of it, she joins us tonight. So what do you make of the fact, I was trying to get a straight answer from our last guest, and I'm not sure what I even think of it, but what do you make of the fact that Dianne Feinstein is saying, I'm not sure I believe Christine Ford now?
Well, Dianne Feinstein has always been one of my favorite senators, Republican or Democrat. I was sort of surprised she was the one who held on to this letter. I don't think the big issue is that it's the 11th hour. I think the big issue is last week we started getting polls showing the Democrats have a shot at taking the Senate.
Right.
They really want to stop this nomination. It's been kind of hilarious listening to the Democrats, on the New York Times editorial page, and Schumer and Blumenthal. We need a major FBI investigation. As you point out, there's nothing to investigate. They want to appoint a blue ribbon commission, and maybe, you know, they'll wrap up their work sometime next February. It really is just purely for delay.
So can I ask, why not an independent counsel? And he can take maybe 4 or 5 years to get to the bottom of it. Why would the Republic, look, this, I am giving everybody every benefit of every doubt. I'm not attacking Ford, who, again, as I said last night, I've heard is a nice person. But this is a political tactic designed to prevent the president from putting his nominee on the court. Why are Republicans in the Congress playing along with this?
I think some of them, and this is the only thing that I think makes it dangerous for Republicans, for Kavanaugh, and for the Republic, because there are certain Republicans in the Senate who so hate Trump,
right.
They would put their egos above the good of the country. And what so many Republicans said about voting, and every 4 years say about voting for any Republican, we have to do it for the Supreme Court nominees. No, maybe not for Ben Sasse, maybe not for Senator Bob Corker. They just so hate Trump. That could end up hurting Kavanaugh. But I think your point that if they get away with this, then you have CNN running the country. It's not even just the Democrats running the country. It's the media running the country, because this allegation could be made against anyone at any time. Absolutely non-disprovable. The New York Times, I wanted to mention, since you cited Teddy Kennedy, one of the great things in the New York Times editorial on this case was to say that things were totally different in the 1980s. That's why this woman, Dr. Ford, didn't report it at the time. Because you remember the 1980s, Tucker. You used to be able to, there was sexual assault like mad every place. Their proof of this, that women weren't taken seriously in the 1980s, was to link to an article in the Washington Post citing the New York Times treatment of the accuser of William Kennedy Smith. So, yes, the Kennedys, they've always had free reign to rape, murder, and the New York Times would go after the accusers. But that's really what the division is here. This isn't a new thing. As long as you are a presumed white male Republican, whether it's the Duke LaCrosse case or, that dastardly Haven Monahan in the Rolling Stone story about the frat boys gang raping the gal, the whole thing turned out to be fake. There is no Haven Monahan. Or now a lot of the statements about Brett Kavanaugh, like from Krugman, he's smirking, and a lot on Twitter and elsewhere. Oh, he's a white male, his white privilege. If you fit the narrative, you are guilty, and there is no coming back from that. And it's not just Democrats and the media running the country. It's any white male can be accused with an evidence-free accusation.
Well, you shouldn't judge people on the basis of their immutable characteristics.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul.
All right, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Let me know what, let me allow... you to know what's coming up here today. Joey Gibson is going to be joining us at 1 o'clock Central. And Roger Stone is going to be joining us in the fourth hour. And we may also have another guest with some breaking news today. But I'm going to hold off on that for now because I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But there's about to be some big news developing on a certain front today. It actually ties into the Kavanaugh hearings, which I've got a lot more news on. We've got some clips that I want to get to. It's really madness, though, what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh right now in these Supreme Court hearings, where they'll make one woman will make up allegations against Brett Kavanaugh and the entire Democrat Party will get on board. Now, how many people have come out from Brett Kavanaugh's high school and talked about these allegations and talked about Brett Kavanaugh? Do you know how many? Actually, the number is 200. 200. Do you know how many of them are making any sort of negative comments about Brett Kavanaugh? One. One. And who do the Democrats listen to? Who does the media give all the attention to? Not the 200. The one. Pull up the news story, guys. 200 women from Brett Kavanaugh's high school signed a letter talking about how he never behaved like this. He was always in control, always a good guy. Never would he do anything like that to a girl in high school ever. Signed by 200 women in his high school. Now, I realized this the other day. I can't even remember what broadcast it was on. The reason why Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, selected Brett Kavanaugh is because he was the purest. He had the best record. He was untouchable. He was the good guy. Now, were there some negative things about... There's a story, guys, it's up to 200 women now. He came from the Bush administration, maybe some of the politics you don't like, there's all that. But see, Trump got it. And he said, I have to pick the purest guy because I know they're going to be attacked. It was 200 supporting her. I could have sworn I saw one that had 200 supporting him. Well, whatever. The whole thing is just out of control. But her own lawyer comes out and says she doesn't have to corroborate her story. And listen to the lengths of craziness that they're willing to take this, guys. Let's go to clip 9. Listen to, this was actually from Hannity, but it was a clip, I believe, from MSNBC and CNN. Just listen to what these people are saying about the woman's claims against Kavanaugh. You'll notice how they don't care if they're true or not. Roll clip 9.
You have no knowledge whether Brett Kavanaugh did
it. It doesn't matter. I believe Christine Ford.
It doesn't matter.
No, because when you, to come forward, she has no, there's no enticements for her to come forward.
By the end of the week, if Judge Kavanaugh decides he doesn't want to go through this, it isn't worth it. He doesn't want to, maybe he can win, but he doesn't want an asterisk. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he chose to withdraw and chose to back down.
The reality is, I see it right now. Probably this nomination is cooked. And he doesn't, is he willing to accept that when the time comes and withdraw it? Or not.
We need to judge Brett Kavanaugh not just on what he may or may not have done, but how he treats a woman's pain. And that is something I'm going to be paying attention to on Monday. How does he respond to what is happening, whether or not he agrees that this happened with her?
Are you hearing these people? Whether or not it happened or not doesn't matter. It's about how he feels about a woman's pain. Well, wait a second. What if she's making it up? So now, according to their logic, you can make something up and then have fake pain because of your fake story. And if somebody doesn't feel bad for you, well, they're the bad guy. They're the jerk. They can't be on the Supreme Court. You see, we're the Democrats. We're the leftist media. We've decided this nomination is cooked. Brett Kavanaugh's a rapist. No evidence. Doesn't matter. She hasn't corroborated her story. She doesn't have to. The only eyewitness says it didn't happen. It doesn't matter. Don't you care about a woman's pain? But what if she's making it up? But her pain! And so they use this now to keep a man off the Supreme Court, to stop the Democratic Republic of the United States of America from working. And Dianne Feinstein should be charged with obstruction of justice when she withholds this fake letter for 20 days, waits for the hearings to end, and then sends it out there so the media can run with headlines, they can attack and a character assassinate Kavanaugh. And then what does Dianne Feinstein say? Well, we don't know that any of this is true. Well, then why did you put it out there, Congresswoman? Oh, because you wanted the media to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. You wanted this fake story to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. Maybe you should be censured. Maybe all of these Democrat congressmen and women are the ones that are cooked, MSNBC. Maybe you're cooked, MSNBC. Of course, you are cooked. You're cooked because nobody watches you. And you're cooked because your stories are fake. Your stories are cooked. And everybody sees who you are now when you're so pathetic that you fake hurricane coverage. Unbelievable. And so that's what we go through. Now, I also plan on opening up the phone lines, and I'm going to try to actually get to this news in the next segment. But folks, InfoWarsStore.com is what makes everything possible. And you've seen what you have done with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got big specials going right now. 25% off Survival Shield X2. This is the last run of Survival Shield X2. So take advantage while supplies last. And then once we get lower numbers of what we have left here, the 25% is going to be lifted. So that probably makes it through this week, maybe this weekend. The 25% off, that is. And then next week, I would guess Survival Shield X2 is back at full price. But read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself. It's Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. It is a game changer. It is a life changer. If you haven't tried it yet, now is the time. Detoxify your body from the fluoride with the good halogen, nascent iodine. It's Survival Shield X2, 25% off while supplies last. This is the final run of one of our top-selling, if not our top-selling, most popular product of all time, Survival Shield X2, and it's a last-run offer. So take advantage, 25% off, final run. It goes into the history books. It goes into the Hall of Fame. The greatest of all time, Survival Shield X2, retired after this final run. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I need to get focused now, and I'm going to. Batten down the hatches. We're going to get to some of this news. Joey Gibson's coming up at 1 Central to talk about the Free Alex Jones rally that I need you at on Saturday to stand up for free speech, to stand up for Alex Jones. I'll be there. A lot of other great people will be there, including Joey Gibson. He joins me at 1. Now, here's the deal, folks. A lot of people are wondering what is up with the InfoWars Army. Well, the InfoWars Army is you. So if you're asking yourself that, just answer it yourself, because you are the InfoWars Army. But I am putting out an InfoWars Army call to action and rendezvous point tomorrow at 5:00. In Austin, Texas. Now, my plan is to stand above a busy bridge here in Austin, Texas, that I'm about to announce the location. And I have 6 signs that say, under President Trump, record job growth, record economic growth, record GDP growth, record low unemployment, honk for Trump. We're going to stand there from 5 to 6 in the middle of rush hour, maybe a little longer, in downtown Austin, Texas. I'm about to announce the bridge, and I need you there. The InfoWars Army. This is our rendezvous. I already got a couple people confirmed, but I want you to be there. We need to stand together. We need to show strength in numbers. And then people are going to wonder, hey, what's going on? They might come start talking to you. Maybe they're curious about some stuff. Who knows? Maybe you changed a vote coming up here from Robert O'Rourke to Ted Cruz, who has a great voting record. Who's Robert O'Rourke? Oh, Beto. Well, how come they call him Beto? Oh, because they have this slick way of pretending someone's a minority when they're not so that you vote for them. It's a Democrat tactic, you know. It's like stolen valor from minorities is what they do. So they make minorities this position of valor, and then they steal their valor by faking being minorities, like Elizabeth Warren claiming she's an Indian. See how that works? Like Rachel Dolezal claiming she's black when she's white. You see how that works? The list goes on. So here is the rally point. Tomorrow in Austin, Texas, I will be there with signs, live streaming the InfoWars Army rally point tomorrow, 5 o'clock central in Austin, Texas, is the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35. The Riverside Bridge over Highway 35 in Austin, Texas, at 5 o'clock tomorrow. I will be live streaming. And that is part of the InfoWars Army. So come out tomorrow as part of the InfoWars Army. I will be there live streaming with signs from 5 Central to 6 Central on the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35. And if you're in Nashville, Tennessee, or Oregon, or New York, or Florida, you just mock up your own sign and go stand on the busiest bridge during rush hour. Say, honk for Trump. Say, free Alex Jones, whatever you want. And here's what I've learned too. You can actually organize yourselves. Now, I planned on doing this all myself, but I realize I can't do it. Use the hashtag InfoWarsArmy on Twitter to organize yourselves. What am I talking about? Let's say you're in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for pulling the map up there, guys. Let's say you're in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're looking for fellow InfoWarriors, fellow InfoWars Army members who want to go out and hold up a sign tomorrow or go to an event. You go on Twitter, you say, hello, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I want to do this tomorrow. I'm part of the hashtag InfoWars Army. So then you search hashtag InfoWars Army, and you go through all of the tweets and you find someone in your area and you say, oh, hey, look, this guy's in Nashville. And you tweet to them and you get in touch with them. Or, oh, hey, this guy's in my city, here in Springfield, Missouri. And so get on there, all right, now you're in touch with them. So you can use these tools to organize yourselves. So I just want people, any question that you want to ask me or ask someone about the InfoWars Army, simply ask yourself and be the answer. So tomorrow, pull up the map again, guys. And here's the other thing that you need to do, since we're banned on YouTube and you're already doing this. Take the videos I do with calls to action for the InfoWars Army and put them on YouTube. So people are putting up YouTube channels and taking every video I put up from the InfoWars Army, and they get more views than I can get on my accounts. They get tens of thousands of views. So that's how you amplify the message. That's how you do it. That's how you take action. So there's the bridge I will be at tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, InfoWars Army Rally Point, the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35 in Austin, Texas. We're going to hold up signs showing our support for Donald Trump, and we're going to gauge the reaction, and we're probably going to get local news to come out and cover it. And then if you have 10 cities, 20 cities, 30 cities that all did it in the same day, you just created a national news story. That's how we roll. You know what? I don't need to pay you like George Soros pays off all of these Kavanaugh protesters. I don't need to be part of some left-wing, under-the-table, funds-the-Democrats, fake news, colluding with the media smear campaign against Judge Kavanaugh to try to impact change in this world. I just need to go out and be real and put my messages out there and put the truth out there. And that's how you win. But if we don't fight, then we lose. So, having said that, let's see what we have here. Oh, you know what? Let's just play this clip because I was upset to see that this barely made news last night. And I mean, again, I don't think that most people at Fox News are bad. The only person I think, I mean, who knows what's in Shep Smith's head. But like overall, I think most of them just read teleprompters and just enjoy sitting down and chopping it up and getting going home. Tucker Carlson fights to get information out there, fights to expose the left. Sean Hannity tries to be as informative as possible. Laura Ingraham really is not afraid to speak her mind. And then like Lou Dobbs is great on Fox Business. I think Kat is fine too. And there's some other people, but I mean, it's pretty much really watered down. Why didn't this clip from Project Veritas exposing the deep state go totally viral? Now, I understand the audio is bad. I don't care. I'm rolling it because everyone needs to see this clip. And it's just the beginning, folks. And hold the music here, guys. Roll clip 15, the short boil down of the Democrat exposing himself, talking about how they'll obstruct anything when it comes to the Trump administration. This should be totally viral. And Project Veritas has a lot more coming out. Just listen to this video from Project Veritas. So this is the intro, the new intro James O'Keefe put together. What a badass.
And then there's a lot of talk of like how we can resist inside.
Resist from the inside.
I'm a paralegal at the Department of Justice.
Oh, this is the new one. Oh, this is the new one. I haven't even seen this one yet. This one came out today. Hold on. Pause it. Okay. I didn't realize this was the new one. I apologize. So yesterday, Project Veritas releases the Resist Everything video. Now you have the Department of Justice official released today. Resist Everything from the inside. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was the new one. Go back.
And then there's a lot of talk about how
we can resist from
inside.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of kind of like
pushback.
Like, what's kind of
lucky
is
like
the DOJ, we can't like fire.
Oh, we can't get fired. We're federal employees. We have to resist from the inside.
Yeah.
Allison can, like, Harbar, Department of Justice. So they're fully politicized, folks. They're admitting how they're fully politicized. Jessica Schubel, also from the DOJ. Resist from the inside. People are criminals, man.
Your friend nailed you. The policy criminals. Was about to come into effect. What policy was it?
It was the policy that allows the work requirement. Allows states to require Medicaid beneficiaries to work.
So Project Veritas is just exposing the deep state they said didn't exist. Oh, but then they published the New York Times story. You know why? Because they knew these videos were about to come out and they wanted to expose themselves before James O'Keefe exposed them. Folks, they are fully exposed. We cannot let this continue.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today and now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need to finish up with this Kavanaugh news in this segment. And then in the next hour, I need to highlight the big plans for censorship, how they're going to use Chinese censorship, and then roll it out here. Once these social media companies and tech giants have been fully integrated into the Chinese government. But we're going to do that in the next hour. In the meantime, let's just go through all of this Kavanaugh madness so we can just get this off the docket, no pun intended, and move forward. Because there's other big news I want to get to, too, and I'd love to open up the phone lines before I sign off here today. So, you heard the clip. Mazie Hirono from Hawaii, the Democrat, saying men just need to shut up, get out of the Kavanaugh accuser's way, and you have to believe her. Now, look, I get that these women hate men or whatever it is. It's a political stunt for them or to talk down to men. They think it gets them votes or something. Okay, fine. But whatever. I don't even care as a man. You can hate me, you know, talk me down. Honestly, I don't give a damn. It shows who you really are. But here's the scary thing about it. What they're saying is that you have to believe a woman who makes any accusation. Period. End of story. Doesn't matter how many women have been caught faking stuff. Doesn't matter how many women have made up things about men. I mean, you look at a history of divorce court. So many times in divorce court, women all of a sudden claim their husband, ex-husband raped them. It's like a known thing. I mean, there's all kinds of statistics out there. And really, if you wanted to stop that, false rape claims, if you can prove a rape claim was false, if a rape claim is falsified, a sexual allegation, assault is falsified, not like, okay, something happened, but we determined it wasn't a rape or a sexual assault or anything illegal. But if you can determine that the claims are totally falsified, whatever punishment would have been levied against the man you accused, you should then face. 110%. And women should support that. Because, see, that protects women who have been raped. That protects women who have been victimized by sexual assault. But that's not what Mazie Hirono says. That's not what the Democrats say. They want any woman who makes any claim to be believed 110%. But then guess what? Women are going to lie. Women are going to take advantage of that. And then actual victims of rape never get heard. Of course, that's what the Democrats have already done. Look at what happened with Keith Ellison and Monahan. I can't even remember her name. Notice everybody knows the fake woman who made the claims against Kavanaugh. Nobody knows the real woman who made the claims against Ellison, which we have actual proof of. And you get ready. Bomb's about to drop on that. But that's what they want you to say. Oh, woman made an accusation? She must be believed. No, that's lunacy. And now they keep saying they want an FBI investigation. FBI investigation. How about an FBI investigation into Dianne Feinstein having a Chinese spy for 20 years? Nope. But Feinstein says after she withholds the letter for 20 days before the hearings and then releases it after the hearings, obstruction of justice, she's the one that releases it then to the media so they could create these headlines and character assassinate Kavanaugh. And then she says, I can't say everything in the letter is truthful. Then why did you have it? Why didn't you corroborate it? And then why did you release it? Because they want to destroy Kavanaugh with lies. Now, Kavanaugh's accuser, Ford, she's a doctor now. Dr. Ford. She's Dr. Ford. Professor Ford. What's she going to be next? An astronaut? And she accuses Ford of, she's saying that she's been forced out of her home over threats now. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing that. You know why? Because you're a known liar. So you say people are threatening you and you've been forced to leave your home? Guess what? You're a known liar. I don't believe you. That's your fault. Maybe it's true. It's like the boy that cried wolf. Sorry, don't believe you, liar. And then, oh my gosh, you're going to love this clip, folks. This is like, this is so next level. You thought what I just reported here was madness. You thought what I just reported here was insane. Wait till you hear this. Hillary Clinton says that we have to give Kavanaugh's accuser the benefit of the doubt. Wow. And we've got the clip, but just think about the boldness. Think about the unmitigated audacity for Hillary Clinton, who has abused women psychologically, victims of rape and sexual assault. A woman who stood up for a rapist pedophile. This is one of the most sick. If this doesn't show you how sick and demonic Hillary Clinton really is, that she would go this far to say we have to believe all the accusers when she ignored and psychologically abused the multiple accusers of her husband. This is a demon, folks. This is a demon. This woman knows no limits of her demonic, depraved everything, essence, very being. She can't be anything else but a total demon. She can't be anything else but a total liar. She can't be anything else but a total fraud. So listen to the audacity of Hillary Clinton, who, again, psychologically abused Bill Clinton's accusers. Let's not even say victims, because she just says if you make an accusation, then it has to be true. Well, they accused Bill Clinton. In fact, I accused Bill Clinton of rape. I allege Bill Clinton raped me at the International Space Station in 1988 before I was even born. But that's my accusation, and I'm a woman today. So I'm a woman today. The left says I can decide my own gender, my own sex. So today I'm a woman. Today, as a woman, I accuse Bill Clinton allegedly, perhaps, raping me on the International Space Station in 1988 with a cigar. Doesn't matter I wasn't born. Doesn't matter I'm alleging it, but it's not true. I allege that. I accuse Bill Clinton. I declare myself a woman today, so Hillary Clinton must hear me out. Don't believe me? Let's go to Hillary Clinton.
I mean, there can't be one set of rules for Democrats and one set of rules for Republicans. That's one of the reasons people don't have any confidence
literally
in Congress. How can you? You don't know what's going to happen from day to day.
See, pause it right there. Do you see what I'm saying? She has to be as big of a liar as possible. She can't tell a little. She has to be fully demonic. She has to be fully on board with lies. She has to be fully on board with propaganda. She has to rub crap in your face and spit on you. Go back. This is unbelievable.
Remember back in the Thomas hearings when Senator Byrd was asked.
KKK member she was friends with.
And he said, in a situation like this, we should give the benefit of the doubt to the court and the country.
Oh, my God.
And that's what the Republicans should be doing right now, from the White House down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Senate. Give the benefit of the doubt to the court and the country.
Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey.
Have an investigation that will then lead to a hearing that will then lead to a vote.
This is insane.
And instead, they...
She knows that's not even true. She's a liar. She's a lawyer. She knows that's not true.
You know, try to pack the court with, another nominee, regardless of the question.
That's on Rachel Maddow last night. Now, here's the deal, folks. There's a reason why we came together to elect Trump. It's because we knew Hillary Clinton was a total demon. And so people from all different backgrounds and all different political beliefs, all different religions, races, whatever, age groups, sexes, we knew we had to stop that witch right there. And thank God we did. Can you imagine? Now, I want to go now to clip 18, because this is why Trump has them so afraid, folks. This is why they're doubling down on their lies, tripling, quadrupling. Just listen to Governor Jerry Brown of California, who's destroyed California. Listen to what he says on MSNBC.
We never had a president who is engaged in this kind of behavior. I mean, he's not...
Yeah, saving the economy.
He keeps changing his mind. He's, sabotaging the world order in many respects.
Thank God.
It's unprecedented. It's dangerous. And hopefully this election is going to send a strong message to the country. The Democrats will win. And then Trump, something's got to happen to this guy. Because if we don't get rid of him, he's going to undermine America and even the world.
Undermining America by making it stronger and richer. Undermine America by bringing the jobs back, standing up for it, loving it. That's undermining it, according to Democrat Governor of California, Jerry Brown, who I guess saved California then. By that, Jerry Brown saved California by making it feces-ridden, needle-ridden, drug-ridden, criminal-ridden, debt-ridden. So California was saved by Jerry Brown by destroying it. So Jerry Brown is the savior of California. Don't you get it? He destroyed California. He took a dump on California. He urinated on California. He spit on California. He made California broke. He's the hero. Trump saved America, so he destroyed America.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Amazing time to be alive. Making history every day here. That's what we're doing. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to get into the tech censorship against InfoWars, what it means, how China's involved, what's coming next. But there is a video right now that is on the internet and not going viral that needs to go viral. In fact, can you pull up the YouTube channel, please, guys? It is, what is it, Big League Productions, I think, or something was the name of the YouTube channel. I want to make sure we get it right here. The crew is going to pull it up. But they just put a video out of the Bugs Life scene when they talk about the ants. It is that the name? Is that the original publisher right there? Because that one, yeah, that's not the original, guys. Go to the original link. Big Game Productions. Big Game Productions made a meme video of A Bug's Life, which anybody my age growing up, or really anybody, is one of the most famous movies, a classic movie. How can you not like it? And it's the famous scene where they're at essentially the bar, the grasshoppers, and they're eating the grains. And the guy's like, oh, you know, it's just one ant standing up. What do you care about one ant? And they say, oh, the one ant. So you know the scene. So watch this video. Share this video. Let's make this video go viral from Big Game Productions. I'm going to play it again before the show's over. But let's start it at the top, guys. Let's roll this video from Big Game Productions. This is the Democrat meme. It's Democrats' faces, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, the like, Bernie Sanders, their faces on the grasshoppers. And then the grains are Kanye West and Candace Owens. So see if you understand this for the radio audience, and then watch the video on the Alex Jones Show and the YouTube channel Big Game Productions. We'll repost it on Infowars.com. Here is A Dem's Life by Big Game Productions.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Kanye West.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Candace Owens.
Are you kidding?
How about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about votes. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
So there you go. Now make that meme go viral because it explains the Democrat Party and how they view black people to a T. And you know, here's the craziest thing. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everyone, you know, where every demographic group lies politically. That's impossible to claim. But I don't see the Democrats dominating the black vote at all in this midterm. And if they don't get at least, you know, 70%, 80% of the black vote, the Democrat Party is dead. And they know that. That's why that meme is so perfect, because it's all about keeping black voters in line. See, it's all about keeping them on welfare, all about keeping them needy, all about keeping them needing the Democrats. Oh, but now they realize, oh, black people, they're aware of our games now. They're not really voting for us. They kind of like Trump even. And so what are they doing? They're trying to open the borders. They're trying to bring in people from Central America to vote. So they don't care about the black people voting anymore. You've learned about their tricks. So now they want to trick people coming in from Central America and make them citizens so that they can get their vote and create voter blocks. I just don't see it working for the Democrats. I really don't see this blue wave working. But they're going to lie and act like it's inevitable.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, big news is breaking pretty much all the time, but it really is perfect timing that there's about to be some bombshell news breaking on Keith Ellison. And again, it's ridiculous because Karen Monahan, who was allegedly a victim of Keith Ellison, although it's not alleged, the records prove it, you know, she doesn't get any media coverage. Nobody cares. You know, it's Keith Ellison. He's a good Muslim. Don't you dare say anything bad about him.
Oh, but Kavanaugh, who's a good Catholic, who actually has no evidence against him, and they admit the accusations aren't true. Well, that doesn't matter. We say he's bad. We don't like him. He can't be on the Supreme Court. Total childish behavior. I mean, if you want to boil it down, they're acting like children. But it's not that. These are demonic, pathological liars that lust for power. And they see the Supreme Court slipping through their hands for the next 20, 30 years, and they can't stand it. They need that power. They have to wield that power over the American people. But who do the Democrats ally with to do that? Who do the Democrats collude with to do that? Well, big tech and social media. And so more news developments come out every day about how these tech giants in Silicon Valley, Apple and Google, are moving to China, getting their cloud storage to China, aligning themselves with the Chinese government, where China announces big new tariffs on America, right? Big new tariffs on U.S. goods. But who is not getting those tariffs? Who gets exempt from those tariffs? Oh, Apple. Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha. So tariffs on U.S. goods in a trade war. Now it's a trade war. It used to be trade rape. Yeah, China used to just rape us in trade. Now we're fighting back, so it's a trade war, and it's a big headline, Trump bad. But okay, so China says, well, we're going to have to tariff some items here. You're engaging in trade war now. Okay, and then, oh, but Apple, no, you're good, bro. You're good. You work with the Chinese government. You give us all the U.S. data. You give every citizen's data to us. You're good, Apple. You're tax exempt. You're exempt from the tariffs. Good for you, Apple. Wait, good, Apple. Good. Yes, good. What is that pesky noise coming from Austin, Texas? What, do you hear that? There is something. That's Alex Jones. We have to ban him. So that's what they did. You're not allowed to get the InfoWars official app on your iPhone. You're not allowed to watch the Alex Jones show on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. But if you're the Chinese government and you want access to every citizen and all their data and everything they've ever done on an Apple product, good to go, baby. Good to go. And the left in America loves it. 2 million political prisoners in China that we know of. 100 million political murders by the Chinese government that we know of. Manufacturing plants in China where they work for a bag of rice a day to feed their family, where they have abortuaries in the factories so that women don't get pregnant and have to miss work, where they have suicide nets outside the window because people are so miserable so they don't jump out to die. Wow. And then what do you find out? Hillary Clinton's private server was actually China's private server. It wasn't even Hillary's. China just put it in Hillary's house so that she could upload classified data to it. Dianne Feinstein, one of the top Democrats for decades, multi-millionaire, has a Chinese spy with her for 20 years. Or was she the Chinese spy? Where's that investigation? Where's that hearing? Where are the calls for that? Where's the media outrage? Crickets. But that man, Alex Jones, in Austin, Texas, is out of control. Shut him down. Chinese spies in the government. And then what was it, like 20 U.S. assets in China got killed by the Chinese government, tortured some of them because they got the classified details. Was that Dianne Feinstein's fault? Does Dianne Feinstein have the death of Americans on her hands because she was a Chinese spy? Or is it Hillary Clinton that was the Chinese spy that has the death of those Americans on her hands? It wouldn't really matter for Hillary. I mean, how many death toll on Hillary's belt? Whew. I mean, screw like the, you know, you talk about like old Western flicks where they like mark a notch on their gun for every kill they get. Gee, I mean, Hillary Clinton's got like, I mean, if anybody's competing with the Chinese, she brags about what she did in Libya. So, yeah, there it is. Big tech will work with the Chinese government
and censor Alex Jones, although maybe it's all one in the same, right? Because what does the Chinese government do? Censor free speech. What does the Chinese government do? Censor political speech. What does Apple and Google want to do? Censor political speech. Censor free speech. And now they're all working in unison to do so in the West, but people are too distracted to even notice it. I can still watch my football. I can still go look at my favorite Instagram model. I don't care about anything else. What do I need? Oh, but then you look into China's social media control and how they use that to monitor its citizens. It's really crazy. In fact, in China, it's basically in real time now. Pretty much, I mean, you go into Hong Kong or Shanghai, you're pretty much being video surveilled 24/7, which they almost have in America, but it's different in China. They got the facial recognition. They got the biometric recognition. They got it all. And they got the social media networks tied into it. It's all on record, baby. And you can say, hey, that's good for safety. Okay, you can have that debate, but did you sign on to that? Did you let Facebook know you wanted them to work with the government to facially get your biometric data? When you used the Google searches and got your Apple products, did you agree to let China data mine that and get all your information? Did you sign on to that? Did you sign on to be a Chinese asset? And so then they say the trade war. China cuts U.S. Treasury holdings as trade war starts to heat up. So it's been trade rape, again, to the tunes of actually over time, it's over $1 trillion. But annually, a couple hundred billion dollars, China defeats us in the quote-unquote trade war. And why is that? Well, because they don't have a minimum wage in China. They don't have working conditions of manufacturing plants that they have to keep up with in China so they can pay people a penny a day. They can have it, basically be totally worn down in some of these factories. Some of them have to live there. And so that's basically what goes on. And so they can manufacture things for cheap. And then they can work with the Chinese government and then be tax-free. And so that allures a lot of big U.S. companies that can afford it to go over there, make the investment, and then it just pays off in triplicate because their overhead costs in China are practically nothing. So they say, screw America. I'd rather move to China and have no overhead. And they treat, people over there like, basically just indentured servants of the government. You put up a poster of Jesus, they rip it down, take you to jail. Oh, but now Trump is like, hey, we're not going to let China trade rape us. And they say, trade war. Trump declares trade war. No. This is like a rape victim standing up for themselves and stabbing. Or let's say a woman is getting raped and she pulls out the gun and shoots the assailant. That's like the media coming out and say, woman savagely murders innocent man who was trying to open the door for her. It's like, no, she was being raped and she shot him because she didn't want to be raped and killed and she was in her defense. Media says, woman savagely murders man who was offering her, to hold her hand. Woman savagely murders an innocent man in the streets. It's like, no, she was defending herself. So here's China, hundreds of billions of dollars, $1 trillion over time in trade deficit, just destroying us in trade. Trump says, hey, we're going to try to even this. And what do they say? Trump declares war on China. Trump declares trade war. Meanwhile, North Korea and South Korea have another meeting, and both countries say North Korea is going to work towards denuclearization. Does Trump get any credit? Does anyone report on that? Does it matter if Trump denuclearizes North Korea or brings the Koreas together, which he's done historically? Any credit? Nothing? Nothing? Bueller?
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So here's the deal at InfoWarsStore.com right now. We've got probably the most popular item in the history of the InfoWars store, maybe the most highly rated, with thousands and thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. It has a 4.9-star review on the official certified reviews, which is basically a five-star review. I mean, if you have one rating that's not five-star, it goes down to 4.9. It never goes back up. So it's basically a five-star review. It's unheard of. And it's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's the last run. So this is about to be retired. This is about to be in the Hall of Fame. This is about to
have its jersey number retired and hung from the rafters here at InfoWars. So take advantage of Survival Shield X2 before it sells out this final run. It's like Wayne Gretzky doing his final days in the NHL. It's like Michael Jordan playing his final days in the NBA. This is the best of all time on its goodbye tour. Like Derek Jeter had his final season a couple years ago. This is the final season for Survival Shield. Get your tickets. Like, go see the greatest of all time before he retires. That's what this is. So take advantage of Survival Shield X2 before it sells out and retires. And it's 25% off right now, but that's not going to last. But, you know, we could fund everything. If the millions of people that tuned in today to the Alex Jones Show went to InfoWarsStore.com and got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste on auto ship, let's just say every 90 days, for your house, yourself, your family, what have you. Maybe even the office you work for. Or you know, you work at a recreation center or something. You know, you need toothpaste around. There's kids around all the time. They eat lunch up there. Maybe you need to buy some Super Blue. Have it on 90-day order. You get 10% off with auto ship. But here's what I'm telling you this. We could fund everything we do here just with toothpaste. I mean, it's ridiculous that we have this toothpaste and it could fund everything. And it's a household item that everybody needs. So why don't you change your toothpaste today from whatever major corporate toothpaste you're using that has the fluoride in it that says, you know, harmful if swallowed, contact poison control, and go get Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it on auto ship for 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So fund this organization. Get your toothpaste. Everybody brushes their teeth, I hope. So get your toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we can fund everything. If everybody that listened to Alex Jones just got his toothpaste, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, it's like checkmate. It's amazing. All right. Now, having said that, I also have made an announcement. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central here in Austin, Texas, I am calling an InfoWars Army rallying point at the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35. Now, I have 6 signs that I'm bringing that you can hold and I'll hold and people can hold. Hopefully 6 people show up. But bring your own sign. Bring a flag. You know, bring a bullhorn if you want. Bring whatever you want. The point is, this is the InfoWars Army. We're going out into the real world. And you're going to have tens of thousands of people that drive over that bridge. This is like, if you wanted to buy a billboard right there, it'd be like, you know, probably $100,000 or something for a year. So you're going there and you're getting, we're marketing for free speech. Like, we're marketing for truth. And we can do it for free. So I'm calling an InfoWars Army rendezvous rally point, 5 p.m. Central, on the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35. Guys, pull the map back up one more time. If you have it, there it is right there. InfoWars Army rally point, 5 p.m. Central, on Riverside Drive over the 35 highway. And for people who are wanting to organize, again, a lot of people are asking me questions. Ask yourself. You'll have the answer. You can find the answers. And if you want to organize, go onto Twitter, use the hashtag InfoWars Army as our conduit. So you go on Twitter, you say, hey, I'm in the hashtag InfoWars Army. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Are there any fellow InfoWarriors by me? And then someone else, you know, boom, hashtag. And then you go, you search the hashtag, and then everything hashtagged InfoWars Army is right there documented for you perfectly. So that's how we can communicate. All right. Should I, let's just do some lighthearted stuff here in the final 3 minutes before I come back and I focus on something that's more important. Now, this is so racist, folks. I really don't even know how to report it from the Daily Mail. Gorillas form lifelong bonds with other apes that help neighboring groups keep the peace. How dare you even report on gorillas? Do you know that they're closely related to the monkey? So I just have to go out and say that I disavow this research on gorillas saying they form lifelong bonds with other gorillas. I disavow. This is racist. What, gorillas can't think differently? Gorillas can't be independent? Do you know how racist that is? So I just want to disavow that because, you know, we know if you say monkey, I mean, you know, it's, you really need to be scolded. And, you know, we can allege a lot of other things here, but we'll stay away. So in case you haven't heard, a strange story happened in New Mexico, Sunspot, New Mexico. There was a solar observatory closure that the FBI was all mum about and a lot of weirdness going on there. But we don't get much into the paranormal. There's a lot of stuff out there if you're into that. But the strange thing that I wanted to talk about with this is that basically the whole town was evacuated and you had the FBI come in totally secretive, not tell anybody what happened, and then shut it down. And everybody had these questions. And I'm not encouraging this. I'm just saying, like, this is the control that the federal government has. See, if I was in Sunspot and I really wanted to know something about this, I would gather up 100 people and I would march in there and I'd say, go ahead and try to stop me. What are you going to do? Shoot me? What are you going to do? Arrest me? Fine, arrest me. So what are they hiding? So see, that's the point. That's why you take action. These people in government think that they own you because you won't take action. They just have to show up and say, sit down, and you sit. Well, I don't sit. I stand, I bark, I bite. So my point is that it's just like, and who knows what happened? Maybe there was some sort of secret lab and some, you know, disease got out and they had to shut the whole thing down. Well, why won't you tell us? But anyway, there was a big conspiracy over that. Now, again, we're just finishing lighthearted. You probably saw the story on Drudge. Tom Brady apparently has had enough of Bill Belichick, according to a new book. Yeah. Tom Brady's had enough championships. Yeah. Tom Brady's had enough of his Brazilian wife, too. Here, why am I covering this? Because this is all from a new book. Ladies and gentlemen, people will put anything in a book these days. They'll make up anything. They'll write anything. They'll publish anything. It doesn't matter how ludicrous it is. It doesn't matter how inaccurate it is. It doesn't matter if they make it up. It doesn't matter if they know it's untrue. They'll publish it in a book to make money. And people will believe it. Really? Yeah, Tom Brady's sick of Bill Belichick. Yeah, you know, I'm sick of winning Super Bowls here. Somebody get me out of InfoWars. I'm sick of winning.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So the Austin American Statesman, which is just bleeding money and integrity right now, having to sell their property that's been on the riverfront here for a long time, they have just published a story that Cody Wilson, the maker of the 3D printable gun, now sexual assault, he's been accused of sexual assault. You accuse everyone of sexual assault now. So how am I supposed to take any of it seriously, especially after what you've done to Kavanaugh? But then I realized something, and I get this is lowbrow, okay? And we aren't like this, but we really, 110%, we have to start using their tactics against them, folks. So basically, here's the story. So nowadays, you can call up the Austin Statesman, you can call up the New York Times, you can call up the Washington Post, you can make a claim of sexual assault, they'll believe it, they'll report on it. So I think conservatives need to call in to Washington Post, New York Times, Austin American Statesman, and just allege that a Democrat raped them. Just allege it. See if they report. Say, you know, I was at a party that Chuck Schumer was at, and I got a little too drunk, you know, and I don't remember what happened, but he was there, and I'm pretty sure he maybe have allegedly, it could have happened that he sexually assaulted me. And just flood them with calls. Just flood them with calls. Just use their own weapons of propaganda and lies against them. Now, a lot of people are asking, in the midst of this censorship, what can I do to help InfoWars? What can I do to help Alex Jones? So, upon hearing this message, Alex Jones wanted to deliver this message to you to let you know how you can support the InfoWars and how you can support Alex Jones while they're trying to destroy him.
There's a referendum on free speech here. If you take this live feed that's on InfoWars.com right now, and if you text it to your friends and family and tell them, hey, get the Android app while you still can. They already banned the Apple app. Those that downloaded it still have it. Go to Infowars.com/show. If you take action, if you spread the articles, if you email them out, if you text family and say, hey, this is the forbidden Alex Jones. Find out why it's forbidden. See what he's really saying. They're coming for all our speech. It will be a chain reaction, and the globalist will fail. If you don't, they are going to win, and they think you're stupid, and then that's going to happen. I don't think you're stupid. And I see Trump moving against them. I see the awakening. I see all these employees at high level quitting Google and Apple and exposing it. And I think humanity is going to find its conscience again, and we're going to turn this around. I want to change the world. I don't want to just sit here and submit to the system. And I know that you're the same, and I believe in you. So I want to thank you all, no matter what color you are, where you came from, or you know what you look like. If your heart loves freedom and you love justice, we're all in this together, and we're facing real 21st century authoritarianism. Now, in closing, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get this product. Sometimes there's major shortages. It has 6,126 reviews, 4.9 stars on Power Reviews. No other product on their site has that. It's that amazing. It's the good halogen. You must have iodine in your body. It is essential. And it's just like air. It's just like oxygen. It's just like the basic building blocks. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, and about seven other things that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. And a lot of people, when they go on X2, have dramatic effects. Some of them have a detoxing in 3 weeks. So talk to your healthcare provider, your practitioner. It is an element. And the government in the 30s, there were so many mentally retarded people in low IQs, particularly in the Midwest, because there was not enough iodine in the fields and they weren't eating seafood, that there were massive IQ reductions, all sorts of genetic disorders. So they mandated a low-grade form to be put in salt. IQs then went up on average 15 points according to federal studies. Birth defects went way down. That is a fact. Since the 70s, they pulled it out and they hammer you with the bad stuff. The fluoride, the chlorine, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, you name it. For yourself, for your children, for everybody. Take it slow. Take a half dose in my view. That's my personal view. You know, they demonize me selling toothpaste is fluoride free. They demonize me saying fluoride's bad for you. It's a load of crap. They say I'm evil. David Hogg says he sells water filters and claims you should filter your water. Well, only an idiot wouldn't filter their water. The point is that the globalists don't want you protecting yourself. So Survival Shield X2 is amazing. We're over a barrel with the oil companies that get it between 6 and 12,000 feet. So there's no contract now for this. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's the best out there for the price. Alexa Pure. All of it. The globals are so deceptive. David Hogg's like, he manipulates, he lies. He says, filter your water. Then he says, next, buy my water filter. No. I'm being a straight shooter. Alexa Pure Breeze, Pro Pure, or apples and oranges, they both cut stuff out 99.99%. If you're not filtering you and your children's water, you are insane. You know about the glyphosates and the 100 plus million they just won? One black guy that got cancer from it? You understand that cancer goes up multi-thousand percent after glyphosates are used in crops. The water table's filled with it and thousands of other chemicals on average. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go see that for yourself. Average 4.8 stars. Some of those products are new. They have no reviews, but they're already top reviewed elsewhere. We buy whatever's top reviewed and then discount it. So Survival Shield X2 is really a game changer. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But get the other products. Get Brain Force. Super Male Vitality. It's cold pressed from known herbs and known organic compounds that don't mimic testosterone. From the research, they get your body to naturally operate. And very dramatic, works great. But again, I've been playing hardball with the cost of these products. So I've broken the contract with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. It's very high quality, works really great. People love it. But this is the final run of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, unless I get some better negotiations, because I want to be able to even lower the price even more. And it just is a lot of money goes into this, and it's worth it. It's just that I'm doing 50% off until it sells out. 50% off on Super Male and Super Female Vitality. We also have our Alpha Power that is amazing. That's even stronger, but it's from dry herbs, not the wet cold-pressed herbs. So it's apples and oranges. Both are amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. 50% off X2, 50% off Supermodel Vitality. And whether it's the lung cleanse, or whether it's the Super Blue toothpaste, or whether it is the Ultimate Bone Broth, nobody puts into products the amount of product we do. They sell at clinics. That's how I learned about this 5 years ago, that I talked to my dad, and who's a doctor and chemist and developer, and others. They said, great idea. PQQ CoQ10 is either synthetic or it's very low dose, $40 for a little bitty bottle of it. I said, why don't we get the real stuff that's organically produced? And why don't we, instead of having a 7-time markup, have a 100% markup? And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get DNA Force that is proven to be able to have nerve regrowth factor. Watch out if you've got anything old hurt in your body, though, like old hurt knee or whatever, because I had my finger been cut off years ago and had been reattached, and the feeling never came back on one side. It came back after 3 months on DNA Force Plus. Now stronger, now with more PQQ and CoQ10 and even more. It is an amazing formula. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. 4.6 stars. It really is amazing. Check it out for yourself. And without you, again, we cannot fund this operation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
What will you do with 48 days left till the midterms, the biggest election in U.S. history? For the 116th Congress, what will you do to make sure that the Democrats do not take control of Congress who want to destroy America? Anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, anti-borders, anti-American, anti-low taxes. That's the Democrats. That's what they'll do if they get in. Anti-everything Trump has done to fix this economy and move things in the right direction. What will you do? Well, I've decided I'm going to activate in the real world, and I'm going to try to influence people in the real world to go out and vote and support the president's agenda on November 6th. That's why I've had a call to action, and on the Riverside Bridge tomorrow in Austin, Texas, at 5 p.m., I am having an InfoWars Army rally point, an InfoWars Army rendezvous, to hold up signs in support of President Trump over Highway 35, the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35, InfoWars Army rally point tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. Come out with a sign, come out, support, come out, live stream, whatever you want to do. We're going to let tens of thousands of people know who are driving on Highway 35 tomorrow, that President Trump has done more to fix and help this economy than any president in modern history, and we have to support him coming up in the midterm. So that's tomorrow. Now, we've got breaking news right now on InfoWars and InfoWars Europe and News Wars from Ben Warren. High school student in his 20s arrested for raping teacher. So here's the deal. More is going to come out on this, but
You had a teacher in Sweden, a woman, get raped by a student who is over 20 years old. And you don't have all the details yet, but it's going to be a foreigner. It's going to be somebody who got brought in, maybe a refugee, something, probably from the Middle East. We'll see. They're very mum about that, which usually means Middle Eastern. And it's going to be, the story is going to be, the government brings in this refugee or whatever from the Middle East, 20-year-old plus, puts him in the high school with the other kids who are in their teens, and then he ends up raping the teacher. Could have been someone's daughter. Well, it was someone's daughter. The teacher was someone's daughter. But it could have been a young girl, too. So that's going to be the story. It's at Infowars.com, Infowars Europe, and News Wars. That's just what goes on in Sweden, ladies and gentlemen. And the left wants that here in America because, well, tolerance. Oh, boy. Here's why we cannot let the Democrats win in November. Here's why we have to get out and vote in November. Democrats will impose massive tax hikes if they win Congress. This is from the Washington Examiner. Now, get this. Trump cutting the taxes, and everybody already knows that this is the case. It's historical. Trump cut taxes. Record taxes have been received since Trump cut them. So you have record number of taxes coming in. And that's the only way you could actually pay for this crap that people like Ocasio-Cortez think that they can afford to pay for. Well, it's ridiculous. But unless you lower taxes so that people actually pay their taxes, you're not going to be able to fund anything. And they know that. Or do they know that? Are they really that dumb? So Trump cuts the taxes. You have a record number of tax dollars coming in, and the Democrats want to increase your taxes. So it's just, why? Why? And they say, oh, this is to hurt the rich. You think the rich give a damn about those taxes? The rich are so rich, they don't care about a tax. Most of them don't even pay it. This only hurts the little guy. And then the Democrats say, the tax cuts only help the rich. No, the tax cuts help the little guy who don't have all the money to begin with, and so they can't afford to be taxed. I mean, it's just unbelievable the lying that goes on in the Democrat Party. So please, I mean, just please, God, I can't deal. They're going to raise your taxes, folks. They're going to try to impeach Trump. They're going to bring back all these regulations. They're going to send everything to China. They're going to censor free speech. They're going to come after your guns. They have to go for the throat, man. They have to go for the death throat to kill America. They are Chinese agents. It goes on. This is ridiculous. You know, one thing Trump hasn't really done at all is cut into the federal spending. It just keeps increasing. Now, granted, there's more money coming in thanks to the tax cuts. The deficit doesn't stop, doesn't cease to exist. And now the Democrats have proposed what will be the richest and quickest funding of government you've ever seen. Unprecedented government spending spree picks up speed. Hundreds of billions of dollars, they're just riding it off. And the stories are all out there. This is just one story from nextgov.com. There's other stories that document the numbers. It's just crazy. But that's not even, I mean, you heard Ocasio-Cortez. She wants to have $40 trillion. There isn't even $40 trillion in the world. But that's what they want. They want to tax you more, and then they want to spend more, but they don't understand the dynamic that every time you increase taxes, less people pay. And there's no... I'm not even going to go down that road. But so they want to give you free health care. Well, this story is from the Medical Express. Nearly half of resident physicians report burnout. Now, what do you think is going to happen if you make health care free and everyone and their mom now that has a swollen big toe or a cough wants to go and get checked out by a doctor? Well, there's going to be lines out the door. The doctors are going to become burnt out, and then nobody's want to become a doctor, and then you have no health care. That's what the Democrats want. That's what happens in every socialist country.
So you already have doctors and physicians totally burnt out because you don't have enough of them, and you have more sick people every day that don't even know how to heal themselves. So they want to have more people showing up so that we have less physicians and less doctors, and they're more burnt out. And then guess what? They don't do as good of a job. But don't tell the left this basic breakdown of human psychology and economics, because they'll call you a racist. Another way the Democrat policy destroys this country. This is from The Hill today. 1 in 5 U.S. prison inmates is a criminal alien. Now, what does that mean? That means an undocumented, illegal, non-citizen, illegal immigrant is in jail and also a criminal. Now, that's not just the criminality of coming here illegally. That's committing actual crimes, you know, rape, murder, assault, battery, robbery, grand theft auto, you name it. It's all there. And 1 in 5 U.S. prison inmates is one of these criminal alien individuals. Do you understand how much that costs this country? Do you understand how much it costs to jail these people? Why do we have to jail these criminals that aren't even our own citizens? You want to talk about deport? Why don't we deport them? Why don't we find out where they're from and kick them out? I'm done paying for them. I'm done paying for them. Tell you what, you want me to pay for every kid that the mom pays for to come across this border illegally? You want me to pay for their life? You want me to pay for their shelter? You want me to pay for everything? Tell you what, maybe I'll consider that if I'm done paying for these criminals that are here illegally. How about that? You want to propose that? You want to bring some common sense to your virtue signaling? You want to bring some common sense to your social justice warrior movement here? Kick out the 1 in 5 U.S. prison inmates that are a criminal alien. Take the billions of dollars we'll save from jailing these people, feeding these people, sheltering these people, you know, giving them whatever psychological treatment they need to. Cut that spending. Give that spending to the children you want a virtue signal for every day, which they already have anyway. The kids that come across the border illegally have better facilities than American public schools. Just go look at Candace Owens' video. She goes and documents this. Oh, but they won't talk about that. There's no common sense left in our government, ladies and gentlemen. But is it really the government? Is there any common sense left anywhere anymore? Is common sense dead? I mean, maybe not dead, but maybe it's close. I mean, if you don't understand how this works, basic economics, if you don't, I mean, but it's not, it goes beyond that. They claim everyone who comes up politically is a rapist, and they expect you to believe it. Like you have no brain. Like, yeah, we can just make an accusation, no due process. We can even admit we don't know it's true, but we want to use it against you.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
How many different books have they published that were supposed to bring down Trump? I mean, I can't even remember them all. Off the top of my head, you had Fire and Fury by Michael somebody. You had Omarosa's book. What was even the title? I don't even know. And now you have Bob Woodward's book, which, again, I don't even know the title. Just so they were all supposed to bring down Trump. They were all supposed to be such damning exposés of Trump and his cabinet. Oh, it's the end of the Trump administration. We got him. Thank you, Omarosa. Thank you, Fire and Fury. Thank you, Bob Woodward. And that's how they report it. And then the next day, bubkis. Nothing. Now, they talked about this on C-SPAN, so they're finally recognizing that their fake books aren't working how they intended. And they scratched the surface here in the C-SPAN segment. I'll tell you what the real reason these books are failing, but listen to the C-SPAN segment why Bob Woodward's book flopped.
Good morning, Mr. Woodward.
Morning.
I'm about two-thirds of the way through your book, and I'm enjoying it very much. It's very vivid, and it paints a really great picture of the White House. I had a question. I hate using the word, but I had a question about collusion, namely that a number of conservative columnists have been saying that your book's absence of discussion of collusion is somehow exculpatory. And I just wanted to know what your position was on all things on that matter, or if the book was even intended to cover that angle.
Well, it's covered in a way. What I've said is I found no new evidence of collusion. There is some out there on the record publicly. No. Some of the reporting done by my own newspaper, The Washington Post, The New York Times.
No.
I found no new evidence, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. In fact, President Trump's lawyer for 18 months, John Dowd, concluded that Mueller had something that he was not telling John Dowd about in the meetings that Dowd had with Mueller. The other point on this, I think, and it's critical, the real answer to collusion is in Russia. And as a reporter, if I went there, I almost certainly would not come back. You can't operate in Russia. United States intelligence agencies do, and they produce that initial report concluding that Russia was meddling in the 2016 presidential election. It's going to be very interesting to see if those intelligence agencies or the special counsel Mueller come up with anything.
Man, somebody get this guy a cup of coffee.
That's intelligence based from Russia. But that's.
Man, is he
where
done yet?
Real
jeez.
Key answer is going to come from, I believe.
Is he done? Whew, that was brutal. Good God, that guy's boring. Bob Woodward. So think about this, though. Bob Woodward is sitting here basically like, I don't want to commit to Russian collusion. There's some evidence out there, but I don't want to commit to it. This is the man who claims a guy came out of a coma to talk to him for 10 minutes and then died. No, folks, the real reason why Bob Woodward's book failed in Washington, the real reason why these books fail in Washington, even despite all the publicity, these people get millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of publicity, and the books still fail. You know why? Because they're not real. Alex Jones goes to Washington, D.C. for one day and is more effective and gets more hype than their books did because he's real. So a fake Bob Woodward book, I mean, that guy's lamer than a tree stump. I mean, what? That's an empty glass of water.
We want that Russian collusion so badly. We don't care that it doesn't exist. Just make it up for us, please.
Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, Joey Gibson has become a target of the left and the Democrats because he supports free speech. He wants to get into government and he takes action and he organizes. And that is what the left hates. And he's American and he's proud to be one. GibsonForFreedom.com is his website. Of course, the Patriot Prayer Group, the Patriot Prayer Marches is where you have really seen his work flourish, where he gets thousands of people to come out here as patriots, which really just exposes the vitriol and the disgust of the left, that they would hate these people that are really of all walks of life, all different backgrounds, just coming together for America. And so Joey joins me now to talk about another event that the Patriot Prayer Group has organized, and that is the Free Alex Jones Rally, which is this Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m. at Woolridge Square Park. Joey, you are attending this, but what made you think of this, and what are people saying in your circle from Patriot Prayer about this rally coming up?
Well, everyone close to me in Patriot Prayer is really excited, but One of the main reasons why I did it is obviously Patriot Prayers. You know, all of us are huge free speech advocates. And we've kind of seen the way that we've been treated both by people on the right and the left. People are afraid to stick up for us. I noticed that when the pressure started to come down on Alex Jones, I didn't see the support from conservatives that I would have expected. It seems like people are, you know, it's easy to kind of just turn your back on him because there's so much pressure on him. And so he's someone that stuck his neck out for all of us all these years. He's really inspired me. So I'm really excited to go down there and to just, you know, support him and to stand against the elitists who are trying to censor us.
Now, of course, you know, you've organized other prayer groups and other prayer marches and patriot marches, and you get attacked a lot from the left. Are you expecting, you know, some leftist groups or Antifa or something to show up and try to disrupt this?
Absolutely. We're going to see it. I mean, it's your town. You've seen it too. You've seen the Red Guard and Antifa and other groups. So obviously we expect that. And one thing though, I've had, except for that one time when they were blocking you with their guns and the police were standing there and watching, for the most part, I've seen the police do their job. But we're definitely prepared for the worst. We're definitely prepared for them to come and attack us. It's just, I guess that's part of free speech these days. It's what you got to do.
Well, and, you know, I'd like to give a message to them. And this really genuinely comes from the heart. And Joey, I've met you. You know, you're the same way. You know, we take up this political battle because we want to fight for the future and we see where this country was going. So there was no option for us to do this. But, you know, beneath the political layers and complications and, you know, all of the stuff that we deal with and the mudslinging, honestly, we're just normal guys. We like hanging out with people. We like just kicking back. We like hanging out, having a good time, chopping it up, whatever. And I just want to tell that these Antifa guys that always come out, the Red Guard, everything, it's like, hey, guys, look, let's just one time. I mean, you really want to fight fascism. This is your opportunity. It's fascists that are silencing Alex Jones right now. It's the fascists at Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter. They're the ones silencing free speech. They're the fascists. So just for one day, Joey, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, just one time, and then we can go back of being the heel versus the good guy and doing the WWE thing. But just one day, if you really wanted to fight fascism, come out and join our side once against fascism. Alex Jones is just one man in Texas. This is the establishment. This is Silicon Valley. These are the fascists. So Joey, that's my plea to Antifa and everything. Let's all come together as anti-fascists to fight the fascism at Google and Apple and Facebook. So I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm genuinely saying this from the bottom of my heart. I bet we could get along with these people outside of the mudslinging of politics. But that's my message, Joey. Do you have a message you'd like to give to the protesters that may be planning on coming out?
Sure. So let me ask you a question. First Amendment, free speech. Second Amendment, you know, the right to own and carry a firearm. These are two things that both InfoWars and Patriot Prayer and many groups stand up for. To me, there's nothing more anti-fascist than that. I want to know, what did Hitler think about the First Amendment? What did he think about free speech? Did he respect free speech? Of course not. Did he respect the Second Amendment, the right for people to own and carry firearms? Of course he did not. These are two fundamental rights and for freedom in America, the Constitution. That is truly anti-fascist. So yeah, if you're somebody who has been brainwashed to believe that we are the fascists, when in fact what we're doing is truly anti-fascist, come out and join us. Hey, let's have a beer. Let's have a good time. I mean, we just like to enjoy life, enjoy our freedoms, and just enjoy being Americans. That's all we're trying to do. But like you said, Owen, we had no choice but to do this. Otherwise, they're just going to continue to increase their powers in the government. We're going to allow these elitists who own all these huge corporations to dictate what we can or cannot say on the internet. So we didn't really have a choice. It's not like we love doing this. It's not like we like being assaulted, you know, constantly receiving all the hate we get all the time. But we're going to keep doing it until the mission is accomplished.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. There's a lot of people that have been victimized by this fascism at Google and Facebook and YouTube and Apple. You know, Alex Jones and InfoWars is obviously the big case. You know, it's the elephant in the room. It's kind of the test case. But, you know, a lot of people have been banned from YouTube. A lot of people have been banned from Twitter. I know you've been hit with censorship at some levels, too. So it's also an opportunity to say, hey, look, what they're doing to Alex Jones, they also did to me. What they're doing to Alex Jones, they'll also do to you.
And so this is kind of the issue here, too, is that, you know, we're standing up for Alex Jones because we're standing up for free speech. But overall, Alex Jones, we're all Alex Jones at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of like you look at the people on the far left or the left or whatever. I would do anything to protect their right to free speech, too, because I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of anything that anybody has to say at any point, because I believe in just the free flow exchange of ideas. We don't all have to conform. And so my question is, what is it about these huge corporations like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter? What is it about these giant corporations that hate the conservative speech? Because it's not a moral issue. It's not like they think that conservatives are evil or everything they say is hateful. Like, they're seriously afraid of the things that we say. And the reason why I think that is because those who are rich, the elitists, they always benefit from a huge government. So, of course, they're going to want to continue to get Democrats in office because they'll increase the size of the government, which benefits the corporations who sit at the top always, because they get all the tax loopholes. They get all the regulations going to hold down the small business. And these corporations pretty much own our government already because they have so much money. And so I just want people to look beyond their own political ideology and begin to think about fundamental freedoms that we need in this country. It is not about right versus left. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It's about the Constitution and your right to just simply speak and say what you want.
See, we are the actual rebels. Like, we are the actual badasses. Like, we're the ones actually fighting the establishment. But there's this weird optical illusion that because we don't dress like pirates or because we don't, you know, clad ourselves in black hoodies and masks and act like total degenerates. No, but I'm serious about this. Like, we're actually doing this, like, you know, with class. You know, we're trying to use the tools of the internet to wake people up. We're trying to be loving. We're praying for people. Like, so we're really actually badass rebels, you know, revolutionaries fighting the establishment. But because we don't have like an eye patch and a wooden leg and like a hook arm or something, you know, they assume that we're the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And people who know me know this, but I have gone out of my way to do everything that I can to stay respectful, even to those who spit in my face. And I'm doing that on purpose. You know, there's a reason why I don't fight. There's a reason why I take beatings, like, because I really want to reach the hearts and minds of the American people. But in reality, we are part of this weird revolution. But people, like you said, you know, people don't see it that way because we dress nice or we dress like normal people.
Yeah, we don't go out and burn the city down.
Yes. And we have jobs, we have families, we have a life. And the thing that people don't understand is there's a lot of us who sacrifice so much in this movement. Whether or not how much we've accomplished is another conversation, you know, another debate. But a lot of us have lost a lot, you know, because we truly believe in this. And I think that's, you know, people can really look into our hearts and see what we're trying to do here. And we're really just trying to wake people up. And that's what Alex Jones did for me. He woke me up. I remember the first thing I ever did is I went to his rally down in Cleveland.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming rally. Let's talk about the upcoming rally. We're going to break here, but exactly, that's it. We'll sacrifice anything because we realize we'll lose everything if we don't.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Joey Gibson is my guest. One more segment, GibsonForFreedom.com. He is one of the leaders of the Patriot Prayer Group, who's done a lot of great stuff bringing Americans together, and they have helped organize with Texans United for America this Saturday at Woolridge Square Park. That's this Saturday, September 22nd at 1 p.m. in Woolridge Square Park in Austin, Texas, the Free Alex Jones Rally. I will be there. Joey, you will be there. What other people are going to be there, Joey?
We got quite a few locals who are going to be speaking. We have people from the Pacific Northwest who are flying over, like, as in Tiny and Rufio. We got a couple big name people who...
Wait, is Tiny... Hold on. Is Tiny going to be doing a dance? Because he's a great dancer.
If you guys want him to do a dance, he'll do it. He'll be more than happy to.
He's a big man, but he's a good dancer.
Well, he has a history of doing some worship dancing, if you guys have ever heard of that. And so he's got a lot of talent for a big guy. But yeah, we have quite a few, speakers that I think it's going to be a great rally. It's going to be an awesome march. like I said before, from my experience, and Owen, you can talk about this if you want, the police, for the most part, seems to they take their job serious down there. It's nothing like Portland. So I'm really excited to get out there and just make sure our message is heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll say right now, I mean, of the probably, I would say, hundreds at this point of, you know, scenarios or run-ins or, you know, whatever you want to say, experiences I've had with police in Austin with APD, 99% positive, I would say. I had one time where there was an officer that was a little rude to me, but it was after one of the bombings that happened. So it was, you know, a tense situation. I don't hold it against him. And then, like you said, there was a situation where these guys were blocking me with guns from going into the park, which was a little strange. I guess the officers felt like there was no real threat there. But other than that, I actually consider APD to be some of the best people. They really do care about their jobs. I mean, it's tough out there on them to deal with this crap. I understand that, but they do their job the best that they can. And the people I talk to are always nice. Like you said, when you go up to Portland until the last rally, I mean, they pretty much let these people just run roughshod. But the last time they shut them down, wasn't that amazing? That was like one of the weirdest things, where you have these like radical communists in the streets, right? And then for the first time ever, for me, it was like history. The first time ever, you had the police doing their job and then the crowd of people behind them chanting USA. Like, that was wild.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a beautiful day. And it finally put the pressure on Portland mayor and the Portland police, you know, to actually do their job. And they cleared the streets and they gave them several warnings. So it's like, I mean, what else do you want us to do about it? But yeah, so we'll see what happens down Austin. But I think my suggestion to people, especially if you're local, if you're from the Austin area or within a decent driving area, I think that we all need to do what we can, you know, to give back to InfoWars, all of you guys, Alex, including you too, Owen. You know, you guys have put in a lot of work, a lot of effort to really change this country. And so I think I know a lot of people feel that way. They're just a little hesitant to express that out in the public. I think right now is a good time to kind of pay back and to just go down there out in the public, unafraid, unapologetically, just say thank you and support free speech and the Constitution.
Well, let me just tell you something. The real payback, the real paying of it forward is taking action. And that's what you guys are doing. And then that's why this is so key, because it's one thing. And you know, this isn't a slight, but people call in, they say, you know, thank you, Alex. God bless you, Alex. And that's great. We love you guys. You know, that's awesome. You pray for us. But the real way to pay it forward, the real way to show your respect for Alex Jones is to be Alex Jones, to go out into the real world, to organize something, to take action. And so that's why I salute you. That's why I salute the Patriot Prayer Group for organizing this event, which is this Saturday, organizing the other events that you guys have done. I know you're not going to stop after this. I'm sure you've got other stuff that you plan on coming up here too. But, you know, it's funny, Woolridge Square Park, did you actually know that was the location where Antifa was blocking me from going in with guns?
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize it. I watched that video probably like 10 times, so I completely recognize it. So, I mean, I'm excited to go down there. I would like to see these guys try to block us. I would like to see them threaten us with their weapons, you know, just expose them for who they are. They probably never shot those guns before, though, so we can kind of teach them how to use them and how to clean them and stuff. So, like I said, we can come together and help each other out. We'll teach them how to use guns.
but that's what I'm saying too. Like, okay, like go back to that, the B-roll guys. That's what I'm saying. Because we don't show up dressed like that, it's like we're not considered rebels or revolutionaries or like fighters, right? It's like we have to show up dressed like, you know, whatever, and then want to burn down buildings or something if we want to be considered fighting the establishment. When no, we're fighting the establishment with intellect. We're fighting the establishment with ideas. We don't need to dress up. We don't need to destroy stuff. And so if not for one day, again, if not for one day, if you want to fight fascism, there is no greater example than what's happening at Google. There's no greater example than what's happening at Apple, what's happening at YouTube, what's happening at Facebook, what's happening at Twitter. So if Antifa wants to show up, and if you guys even want to do your thing with the masks, whatever, I guess, but let's fight fascism together. So once again, Joey Gibson here, GibsonForFreedom.com. We're genuinely saying, look, let's come together for one day, like a WWE revolution, the heels and the heroes come together one day to actually fight fascism, like actually fight Vince McMahon or something like that. Let's see if we can actually do that. Wouldn't that be next level, Joey?
Absolutely. I would love it. And I'd be more than glad to participate in that too. You know, we can have a great day. And so that's what I'm really looking forward to. It's just exposing them for who they are. And if they want to come and join us, like, We're really nice people. Like in Portland, you know, I march into their group and they start yelling, cussing and assaulting. They come into our group with their hands up and we just surround them and just start talking. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're not going to attack you. Just don't throw punches. You can come in our crowd and talk to us. Like, we're really nice people. Just don't attack us.
Yeah, you had a couple of your buddies that were getting off a bus that was kind of on the other side of the issue that day. And what happened? Immediately they get off the bus, they get jumped. You know, one of them was a Latino individual, you know, so they really don't care. But
and then they attacked people who had nothing to do with the rally. They attacked Democrats because they had a flag on his shirt. And these guys didn't really like us, but now they want to join us. And then they attacked the Bernie supporter who went there to protest us because the Bernie supporter was carrying an American flag. And so they knocked him out. So these guys, they don't understand. They're hating. They're attacking everybody they disagree with. It's not a right versus left thing. It's like right versus wrong is what it is.
Yeah, no, that's true. And that was powerful. Again, like you said, there were people that came over to our side that just talked to us and, you know, ended up, okay, you guys aren't as bad as I thought. But again, you go over to their side, you're probably going to get jumped, you know, spit on, something thrown at you. So that's just like you said, that's how we show what is really behind these people. That's how we show what really goes on here. Joey Gibson, GibsonForFreedom.com. Thank you so much for organizing this. Again, folks, just tell people one more time where they can find us this weekend.
Wooldridge Park, 1 p.m. in Austin, Texas. If you want any information, you can go to GibsonForFreedom.com or find Patriot Prayer on Facebook. Obviously, Facebook put me in jail because we're doing this rally. So I can't promote too much online. So we need your guys' help to go out there and spread the event page as much as you can and just get people to show up.
Wow. So exactly that. So that's what they're doing. They conflate all their issues and then amplify all of their BS. And then they censor anything we try to do. We can't organize. We're not allowed to do anything. I say we beat it. We organize. We beat the censorship. We beat the fascists. We'll see you this Saturday, 1 p.m. at Woolridge Square Park. The Patriot Prayer Group will be there. Texans United for America will be there. InfoWars will be there. You'll be there. I'll see you this Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m. at Woolridge Square Park in downtown Austin, Texas.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right. We've almost covered everything, but I do have some more news to get to. So without hesitation, let's go to the statement from the press secretary of the White House. At the request of a number of committees of Congress and for reasons of transparency, the president has directed the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to provide for the immediate declassification of the following materials. One, pages 10 to 12 and 17 to 34 of the June 2017 application to the FISA court in the matter of Carter W. Page. Two, all FBI reports of interviews with Bruce G. Orr prepared in connection with the Russia investigation. And three, all FBI reports of interviews prepared in connection with all Carter Page FISA applications. In addition, President Donald J. Trump has directed the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to publicly release all text messages relating to the Russia investigation without redaction of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. Now, for a media in this country, the Western media, to obsess over Russian collusion for 3 years, to say Russian collusion is the biggest thing, to say it's treason, we're at war with Russia, Trump is literally a Russian agent, Putin's in his ear, you've heard it all. Total insanity. They committed to it. Trump's a Russian agent. They can't sweep it under the rug and act like it was just some tongue-in-cheek thing, even though that's what it was and that's what they're trying to do. But now, via this request to declassify that information and those text messages, we're going to actually get something real about Russia. We're going to actually get something real about Russian collusion. We're going to actually get some fruit from the quote unquote Russian investigation. So for the first time, we're actually about to get something from it. And what does the media say? He can't do that. We can't have that. Wait a second. You're the ones that made the story up. You're the ones that made the story viral. You're the ones that spied on Trump. Now we're actually about to get something to see what was going on. And what does the American media on the left say? We don't want that. You can't do that. How dare Trump? He's out of control. That's illegal. Well, what? I thought we wanted the truth about Russia. I thought we wanted to know what happened with Russian collusion. I guess they really don't want to know, do they? Because you want to know what this is going to prove, ladies and gentlemen, that we already know, that's already been proven. It's going to make the Democrats look like total liars and phonies, and it's going to expose the Obama administration for illegally spying, not just on President Trump, but on dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of Americans. That's what this is going to expose. And Obama will be guilty of high crimes, and the Democrats and the media will look like jackasses for acting like Trump was the bad guy, acting like the Spygate was fake news when they promoted Russiagate, which was fake news. Total devastation. And so Trump comes out and says, this is from The Hill, Trump says exposing corrupt FBI probe could be crowning achievement of presidency. Well, let's hope it's just the beginning. I would like to see his crowning achievement be putting people in jail like Hillary Clinton and all of her cohorts. That, to me, would be the crowning achievement, actually draining the swamp by throwing them in jail. All these people that are violating the Hatch Act. We need to launch investigations into Nancy Pelosi, into Dianne Feinstein, into Maxine Waters, into Chuck Schumer, into Elizabeth Warren, into Eric Swalwell, into Adam Schiff. That would be the crowning achievement of Trump's presidency. And hopefully this is just the beginning, exposing the corruption in the Obama administration and the FBI. But if that's where Trump stops, that's a failure to me. So hopefully that's not the crowning achievement. And hopefully that's just the beginning. So Trump says, President Trump says, without redaction, we're going to release these documents without redaction. Alex Jones and I went live Monday night to talk about this. And what did we tell you? They're still going to redact it. Well, here's the story from Bloomberg. FBI, DOJ plan redactions despite Trump's document order. So they're just not doing their job. They're breaking the law. I mean, can you imagine if Alex Jones came in here and said, hey, Owen, I need you to cover the InfoWars story that has our video of them smuggling drugs across the border. And then I come in here and I say, you know what? I'm not going to cover that. I'm going to cover this story over here. Well, what would happen to me? I'd be fired. I'd be scolded. Not that Alex Jones tells me what to do. The point is, Trump is their boss and tells them what to do, and they directly disobey the order, and they redact the documents, just like we told you they'd do. You can go back to the Monday night broadcast. We told you they were going to redact it anyway, because that's all they do. They're total disruptors. They're total deceivers. They're total con men. They're obstructionists. They're criminals. So that's fine. So they'll redact it. Trump will get pissed, and he'll just release all the documents. So that's how that'll go. And then Trump was in an interview with TheHill.tv and said that he doesn't have an attorney general. So a shot across the bow of Jeff Sessions, which basically is, he says, I don't have an attorney general. It's very sad when asked about the attorney general, Jeff Sessions. I mean, where is Jeff Sessions? What is Jeff Sessions doing? Why isn't Sessions forcing them to redact these documents? Is he going to recuse himself from everything? Did he just recuse himself from his job? Where is Jeff Sessions? Look, I hope that the QAnon is right. Okay, I hope that they think there's like 50,000 indictments about to come out, and they think Sessions is behind all of them.
I hope that's right. I love fantasy land. I pray to God that that's right. I'd love to live in a pipe dream. But until that happens, where is Jeff Sessions? Earth to Jeff Sessions. We're drowning in corruption here. The president is drowning with the FBI and all these other stay-behind networks trying to destroy him, undermine him. They published it in the New York Times. Where is Jeff Sessions? Where is he?
Come on, Owen. Haven't you heard? Q? Sessions is waiting. He's got 50,000 indictments ready to come down. There's like 20,000 of them in Texas.
Okay, you know what? I saw the South Park episode of Imagination Land 2. It's one of my favorite episodes. You sing a song and you go to Imagination Land and everything's real. Well, until that day comes, until I see 50,000 indictments, until Jeff Sessions says, I knew who Joe Biden was. He tried to touch my granddaughter. I saw the videos of Joe Biden in the White House groping women. I saw the videos of Joe Biden grabbing children when they came in the White House. I saw Biden rubbing his lips against young kids' necks in the White House. I saw it. I know who he is. I've got the indictments. Until Sessions does that, until Sessions does anything, I'm not living in Imagination Land. You understand?
Again, I hope Q is right. I would love it if there were 50,000 indictments waiting to come down. Yeah, here the crew is rolling all the films of Joe Biden. There's the famous one. Biden reaches down to try to touch Sessions' granddaughter, and he slaps his hand away because everybody knows who Biden is, man. Oh, man, I just...
Justice be done, may the heavens fall, man. These pedophiles, they have to face justice. This cannot continue, folks. We can't have people like Laura Silsby and Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein working together, smuggling children across the borders. We can't have spirit cookings anymore. We can't... No. This is done. I'm done.
Waging war on corruption, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to close out The Alex Jones Show today with a bunch of news. And Roger Stone is coming up on the other side to host the fourth hour. Big video coming up in the fourth hour. A new 9/11 truth video. Put together by our own Darren McBreen, which is the Alex Jones, Eric Bolling debate, and then the videos and stuff that provide the context to the conversation. That is coming up in the fourth hour with Roger Stone, who's going to be joining us on the other side of this segment. Before I get to this news, once again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Army Rally Point tomorrow in Austin, Texas, 5 p.m. Central Time in Austin, Texas, on Riverside Drive over Highway 35. So you go East Riverside Drive. There's a bridge that goes over Highway 35. That is the rally point for InfoWars Army tomorrow at 5 p.m. We are holding signs. We are showing support for President Trump on the bridge for tens of thousands of people to see. I don't know that the average American driving down 35 has any clue that Trump has saved the economy. I don't know that the average American driving down 35 knows that we have record low unemployment and record high GDP growth. I don't know that the average American knows that. So I'm going to make sure that people know that when they drive Highway 35 tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, in InfoWars Army Rally Point. You can bring your own signs. I have 6 signs. You can hold one of those signs. So this is what we're going to do. And I'm right now, I mean, I'm pretty much doing one InfoWars Army event a week. You can organize events in your local town. I'm telling people to use the hashtag. I just have to repeat myself 100 times. So I'm sorry if I sound redundant, but people aren't understanding it because I'm reading your tweets. You have to use the hashtag InfoWars Army, and then you search the hashtag InfoWars Army to find out everyone else who's tweeting about InfoWars Army. If you just tweet at InfoWars Army, no one's going to see it. But if you tweet, hi, I'm in Dearborn, Michigan,
I'm a member of the hashtag InfoWars Army looking for like-minded people to meet up and organize. Boom. Next person tweets. So that's how you use the hashtag InfoWars Army to reach out and get in touch with other InfoWars Army. So yeah, so people are already doing it. So right there. Yes, exactly. People are saying hashtag InfoWars Army, hashtag Kansas, hashtag InfoWars Army, hashtag Chicago, hashtag InfoWars Army, hashtag New York. And then you go on there and you look at all the hashtags and then you can find other InfoWars Army people in your area. And then you can organize a stunt, holding a sign at a ball game, holding a sign over a highway, going into a leftist event and filming it and crashing it. Always peaceful, always legal. First Amendment right, citizen journalism, citizen activism. A lot of people putting stickers up, flyers up. Yes, that's how we win. So tomorrow, InfoWars Army Rally Point, InfoWars Army Rendezvous, East Riverside Drive Bridge over Highway 35. Come out. This is what the InfoWars Army does. They want to ban us in the digital world. We'll go into the real world. Now, into some real world news. Michigan resident infected with deadly mosquito-borne illness, health officials say. And for the first time since 2016, a Michigan resident has been diagnosed with a case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, EEE, a mosquito-borne virus that can lead to lasting brain damage. Now, you don't want these diseases coming here from overseas. That's why you have a waiting program for immigration. But you do have mosquitoes that carry disease, like Zika, which was a big story. But let me kind of pivot, but stay in the same vein in a different direction. Bill Gates warns of Disease X global pandemic. Now, I got to say, researching Bill Gates, it's one of the more confusing things to do, to be quite honest with you, because they do all this philanthropic work, right? And then they do this stuff in Africa and Brazil where they introduce vaccines and they drop mosquitoes and they claim it's for the good of mankind and they're trying to save people. But then what happens in Africa? Ebola breaks out. What happens in Brazil? Zika breaks out. Bill Gates said himself he wants to get the population down to zero. I mean, that was his own TED Talks. So Bill Gates goes to Africa, Ebola breaks out. Bill Gates goes to Brazil, Zika breaks out. So is Bill Gates just unintentionally, you know, or does he have a connection? Am I crazy? Is it a coincidence? I mean, come on, folks. And then he's going to warn you about disease X when he says the population has to equal zero for us to save the planet from global warming? Now, look, Bill Gates knows it's total BS. I broke this down in the war room yesterday. Bill Gates wants you off the highway. He doesn't just want you to get out of the way so that he can go in the fast lane. He doesn't even want humans on the highway. You get it? So is it just a coincidence Bill Gates warns of a disease X global pandemic? Is it just a coincidence Bill Gates takes his vaccines and his movement and his philanthropic efforts to Africa and Ebola breaks out? Is it just coincidence he takes his philanthropic efforts to Brazil with mosquitoes and Zika breaks out? And then I forget which story it was. It may have been in this story. It was actually the one that was linked on Drudge yesterday. In the story, his wife is interviewed and says, yeah, we oftentimes think about giving away it all. So here's Bill Gates worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And does the left ever mention him as the 1%? They cry about the 1%. They never mention Bill Gates. Ladies and gentlemen, the symbolism is right there for you to see. Windows operating system, a window into your life. Apple, a bite out of the apple when they teamed up with Windows. Adam and Eve, biting evil. Ah, shut up, Schroyer. Just shut up. Black Death pandemic fears return as new outbreak turns fatal. Where was this? I love journalism these days. They write a story. They don't even tell you where the story takes place. You ever notice that? It's really amazing. Journalism is really dead in this country, to be quite honest with you. Outside of Project Veritas, really. I mean, you could. I mean, we're journalists here in a sense that we just report on everything that's going on. But like, it's just amazing. Like writers in Madagascar. Thank you guys. It's like I deal with this all the time. I'll be reading a story, and they don't even tell you where. It's like, I remember when I was in journalism school, that was like number one. They taught you that in high school. Google vows to fight U.S. air pollution while censoring data on Chinese smog. Yeah, this is just like Harrison Ford telling you, you're causing global warming, you're causing man-made climate change, you're killing the planet, you have to be stopped. And then he hops on one of his 13 private jets to fly around for fun. Or Leonardo DiCaprio says, you need to stop heating your house with AC, you're killing the planet, and then hops on his million-dollar yacht and jet sets around, the Pacific Ocean or something. Just more total fraud. It's fine. Just more total fraud. Sony's Airbo Robo Dog finally goes on sale in U.S. You know, it's whatever. You can have a Robo Dog, but they're going to use this to make kids more inclined to interacting with robots and digital interactions, and then they'll have a robot friend like the Gen 6 movie. And, you know, then they'll upload themselves to a robot. So it's really just, I'm not saying that this one, but that's where this goes. Okay. That's where this goes, where you don't even have a real dog. You don't have the real even soul of a dog. You just get the fake robot dog. And then that's what the kids are into now, is just robots and fake stuff. Bert and Ernie are, here's what they're really into too. Bert and Ernie are gay, says Ryder. And then there's a whole debate about whether Bert and Ernie are gay. Aren't we talking about two puppets on a television show? I mean, what? Then you have CNN's Jake Tapper dedicates an entire segment to Trump's penis. You want to know the truth about these people? They're obsessed with sex. They can't even watch a puppet show and not think about sex. Whew. It's just like everything they see is sex or race. Big stars to attend Michelle Obama's When We All Vote rally at Chaparral High School. So Hollywood, you know, the political establishment, all against Trump. We've got to get out and vote. They want to control you. It's all about control. Then City Hall deal for Obama Center in Jackson Park, 99 years for $10. The people in Chicago are waking up to the fact that Barack Obama screwed them and quite frankly, maybe even broke the law getting this Obama Center in Chicago.
I'm Roger Stone, picking up the baton from my colleague, Owen Schroyer. You can see Owen and I every day at 5 o'clock Eastern on the War Room, where we break it down for you and provide pithy political analysis and rabble-rousing. I think I've now seen it all. You see, Hillary Clinton has come forward to say that the woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were both teenagers, a charge for which she has no evidence or corroboration or witnesses, Hillary Clinton now says this woman deserves to be believed. Really, did Juanita Broderick deserve to be believed? Or Kathleen Willey? Or Paula Jones? Or dozens, literally, of other women who were sexually assaulted and worse by Bill Clinton? You see, as I document in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, This is the definitive oppo dump on Bill, Hillary, and their greedy little daughter, Chelsea. Bill had a technique in which he would assault a woman and bite through her upper lip in order to dislabel her. This is not just reported by me, but also reported by NBC and the Washington Post. Three known instances, including Juanita Broderick, whose book is famously titled, I'd Put Some Ice on That If I Was You. Bill Clinton, as I demonstrate, had a sister, a series of violent sexual assaults against women. Let's be clear. We're not talking about consensual sex. We're not talking about infidelities. We're not talking about indiscretions. We're talking about violence against women. Hillary Clinton is the enabler of this. She's the one who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the mean lawyers to bludgeon these women, bully them, threaten them, surveil them, ensure that they do not come forward either to tell their story or to respond to government subpoenas. So Hillary Clinton, who runs for president as an advocate for women, is in fact a torturer of women. And now for her to say that this woman deserves to be believed, well, what then of her husband's multiple victims? It's an extraordinary day in Washington in terms of the ongoing hypocrisy of the left. Here you have, in this assault on Judge Kavanaugh, the second violation of one of the most basic of journalistic rules. They are printing an allegation without any second source. Now, Judge Kavanaugh has a witness. There was another man who she identified as being present when this incident allegedly happened, and he says it never went down. So this is a fake news cudgel that is now being used to try to delay and kill the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. It's extraordinary that in the wake of the New York Times violating their ethic that they need not publish anonymous information, we have the second instance of the mainstream media pushing a narrative that is without corroboration. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the Alex Jones Show. We're at InfoWars. We may be an endangered species if the tech left gets their way. We're in an epic struggle, and we need your help. I'll be right back.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, last weekend was an extraordinary weekend for the forces of freedom. We had two terrific events. One was a conclave of the Proud Boys that was held in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the other was the mother of all rallies. I had originally planned to meet with the Proud Boys in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, due to a backup on a bridge, I missed my flight from Dulles International Airport to Las Vegas by minutes and therefore was stranded in D.C. While walking through the lobby of a hotel that I had taken just to get a few hours sleep, I was reminded that the mother of all rallies was that very day in down on the mall, and that I had been asked to speak but had to decline because I thought I would be in Las Vegas with Gavin McGinnis and Milo Yiannopoulos and Jacob Engels and Tyler White and others in that important movement. By the way, the Proud Boys are not white supremacists. We are not neo-Nazis. We are not bigots. We are not haters. This is not a white supremacist sign. That's a lie. This means okay and always has. When we do this, we do not do it as a secret hand signal to white supremacists. I worked for the president who brought us affirmative action. I worked for the president who desegregated the public schools. I worked for the president who gave us the Office of Minority Business Enterprise. I worked for the president who ensured passage of the 1958 Civil Rights Act, the first major piece of civil rights legislation after Jim Crow. And now I support the president who's brought African-American unemployment to the lowest level in American history. So no, we reject white supremacy. We reject racism. Now, to the rally, I was walking through the lobby of my hotel, and I saw a patriot wearing a MAGA hat who reminded me that the rally was that very day. I contacted those who had originally invited me and arranged to go down to the mall. Here's a film clip. It was a great time.
What's amazing to me is with the implacable opposition of the two-party duopoly that ran this country into the ground, the Bushes and the Clintons working together, who gave us endless foreign war without our inherent national interests being clear, a stagnant economy where jobs were scarce and hard to find, immigration policies that leave our streets and neighborhoods safe, unsafe, trade policies that are good for our trading partners but suck the jobs out of America, a housing crisis, a student loan crisis. When they say Barack Obama was a great president, what the hell are they talking about?
There it is, one of the better moments from what was a terrific rally where I saw so many old friends and made so many new ones. And I think it is important that those who support the president, those who are Republicans, those who are libertarians, those who are liberty-oriented, recognize that we're facing an all-out assault to kill the flagship of this movement. That's Infowars.com. In the 40 years I've been in American politics, I've never seen anything nearly as coordinated and transparent as the attempt to destroy Alex Jones. It is not coincidental that on one day, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and dozens others ban InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show. It is not coincidental that after Mr. Jones goes to Washington and he goes into the lion's den to confront those who smear us in terms of our beliefs as the rationale for silencing us, that Twitter bans him for life. Welcome to the club, Alex. It is important that everybody understand that this is the single most important fight facing conservatives today. Because without a voice, we can have no impact on immigration issues or economic issues or foreign policy issues or any other issue or challenge facing the country. It is essential that Alex Jones's voice be preserved and that InfoWars continue as it is today as a beacon of accurate information, information you won't hear from the mainstream media. Now, there's a reason we can do this. You see, cable television has big multinational sponsors. And if the people who are selling breakfast food that sponsor your show don't like what you're saying, well, you can't say it anymore. We have complete and total independence here at InfoWars because Alex Jones and his team have developed our own brand of various products. And it is only through the profits made on those products that we subsidize what we do here at InfoWars. It guarantees our independence, and it has to underwrite the cost of these multi-million dollar lawsuits that are launched at InfoWars simply to shut us down. Here's how it works. First, you dig up a completely false allegation against Alex Jones. You distort what he did say, or you take it out of context. Then you file a lawsuit around that fabrication. Then you take the headlines from that lawsuit's release and you take it to those who are arbiters of who will and will not be on social media, and you have an insidious plot to kill InfoWars. I don't imagine that the days ahead are easy, and easier does Alex Jones. But that which does not kill us makes us stronger. So go to the Infowars.com site now. Let's take a look at what we have up. Some extraordinary specials here. And there is a difference. In other words, there are other male vitality formulas out there that you can get. And they tend to have substandard ingredients. They're overpriced, and very few of them are effective. Here you have a combination, a fusing of both ancient herbs from Chinese medicine, along with cutting-edge, newly discovered nutraceuticals to build a formula that helps the libido, athletic performance, mental clarity, and the works. I cannot recommend this highly enough, and this is an incredible price. At Whole Foods, you would pay more than our retail price. Today, you can get this terrific product, Super Male Vitality, for $34.95. It's a steal, I'm telling you. And there you've got over 4,000 satisfied customers. So do yourself a favor and help keep us in the fight. Without your loyal support for the Infowars.com store, Alex Jones's voice will literally seek to exist. Think of all the comedy that we'll be missing. No, we have to keep Alex Jones and Infowars strong and vibrant. We must remain resolute in the face of these cyber bullies who would silence us. And while you're at the store, get your copy of Stone's Rules, my new field guide for victory. No warrior will want to be without this book. And you can get it now for $22.99 at the Infowars.com store. This is different than my other books. It is a blueprint for victory. Whether you're in politics, business, tech, industry, agriculture, fashion, these are rules that work for everybody, men and women, who want to move ahead in the game of life. We here on the other side are going to be taking a hard look at Bob Woodward. We also have a very special video report for you about Eric Bolling and the questions surrounding 9/11. I'm Roger Stone. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones, and you're on InfoWars. We are the tip of the spear. We are the cutting edge of the revolution. We are the people the left is afraid of.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Last week, I reported here on the Alex Jones Show that sources told me that Donald Trump Jr. Was in the crosshairs of special counsel Robert Mueller because he had lied to the FBI about the perfectly legal Trump Tower meeting. I now subsequently learned that that report was incorrect, although I believe that Mr. Mueller may still be looking at the president's son because he was one of a limited number of family members who had the authority to approve the payment from a family trust that went to Michael Cohen for the reimbursement of Stormy Daniels. But unlike CNN, where Carl Bernstein claimed that Cohen would tell federal investigators that Trump knew about that meeting in advance, something the president has always said is untrue, when we make an error on CNN, we correct it and quickly. And I did. Let's take a quick look. You would think that a real journalist would then go to the air and apologize and retract and correct. Well, that's the difference between CNN and Carl Bernstein and we here at InfoWars. Case in point, I reported almost 10 days ago incorrectly, as it turns out, that Robert Mueller was seeking to indict Donald Trump Jr. for lying to the FBI about the Trump Tower meeting. I now know and want to report that that report was incorrect, that in fact the FBI, contrary to what my two sources told me, have not interviewed Donald Trump Jr. And there you have it. And our, again, our apologies to Donald Trump Jr. I particularly enjoy his Twitter feed. I think he is feisty and a combative and important supporter of his president, the father's reform agenda. The big news, of course, in the political establishment is the attempt to use veteran journalist Bob Woodward as the battering ram to destroy the presidency of President Donald Trump. Woodward's publishers have published 1 million copies of his new book, in which even Woodward admits that after 2 years investigation, he could find no evidence of Russian collusion. So he flipped the script. Now, the theme of his book is that Trump is an unhinged madman, that he's a mentally unbalanced dummy who would blow up the world, except for the fact that he is restrained by a group of neocons who just happen to be friends of Bob Woodward. The problem here, of course, is that Woodward has not the greatest track record when it comes to veracity. My own book, which I have co-authored with Tyler Nixon, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News, will be available shortly. Delayed by some wrangling among lawyers, this book will be a blockbuster. I believe we have joining us today a man who knows firsthand of the lies of Bob Woodward, Larry Casey, a longtime Republican activist, nephew of one of the greatest CIA directors in American history, Bill Casey. Now, Bill Casey was a pioneer of the Goldwater movement, was for many years the attorney for National Review, a good friend of William F. Buckley's, a close and tight supporter of President Richard Nixon, both in power and out. But he rose to his most, broadest acclaim when Ronald Reagan asked him at the last minute to jump in as his campaign manager in 1980, which Casey did with great effectiveness and zeal. Casey, a strong anti-communist, went on to become the head of the CIA. Now, Mr. Woodward would have us believe that he snuck into Bill Casey's hotel hospital room after Casey had been felled by a stroke, and that Casey had not only confessed the crimes of Iran-Contra, but had also expressed disdain for a man that I know he loved, President Ronald Reagan. I think we have Larry Casey with us, who is a nephew of the late, great Bill Casey, and I'd like to talk to him about this. And well, there okay. We go. Excellent. So, look, I know, Larry, that you know this history intimately, and I'm delighted that you can join us. So help us here. Did Bob Woodward sneak into Bill Casey's room and get a scoop?
Roger, he never got in the room. It's my understanding that, and I've talked to the CIA security about this, my aunt and my uncle, my aunt and his daughter had 24-hour duty at bedside, helping him out. And then CIA security had 24/7 security on him. And he had private duty nurses that were around the clock in the room. And so there was no way he could have gotten in that room. And in fact, I have learned from the Secret Service, well, the CIA security, I should say, that he had tried to come up on the elevator wearing hospital scrubs and a mask and got off the elevator. And the CIA security got him at that point before he even moved down the corridor. He might have been able to look into the room through a window, but that's about as far as he got. He never did get in. And even if he did get in, My uncle was in no condition to speak. And he certainly showed a lot of callousness in even trying to come in seeing a person in that condition. But my uncle could not talk. And that's been well documented in the New York Times and other papers and journalists for many, many months and years afterwards.
Well, there you have it from a family member. Bob Woodward lied about one of the biggest scoops of his entire career. This is not inconsistent with his other lies. He lies about ever being a military intelligence naval briefer for the White House. He says it in an interview that you can hear at Texas A&M in the archives. Yet we have direct quotes from the Secretary of Defense, Melvin Laird, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Tom Moore, who confirm that Woodward was a military briefer in the Nixon White House, a matter that he denies. Larry, thank you for joining us here on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show and shedding light on Bob Woodward's perhaps greatest lie.
Thank you, Roger. And if I do recall, even when Attorney General Meese and other people tried to go in to get his resignation, he couldn't speak then either. And my aunt was the one who had to handle everything.
There you have it. The stone cold truth right here at InfoWars. Thank you, Larry Casey. I will be sending you your copy of Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News. And there you have it. Stay tuned. It'll be available at the InfoWars.com store, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and where all great books are sold. So we are now in a new age in America where the charge, the baseless charge,
this is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. Lionel Evan, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're here on The Alex Jones Show. It's always great to get picked up on Matt Drudge's Drudge Report. I woke up this morning to find excellent coverage of a speech I gave yesterday to the 45 Club of Palm Beach. This is a independent club of the supporters of President Donald Trump. We had an enormous crowd and a lot of enthusiasm in the room. My special thanks to Joe Budd and Sue Snowden for putting together this terrific event. I talked at length about why the Russian collusion hoax is meant as a distraction for the much larger and serious crime of the hijacking of the 2016 election by the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI. In fact, the Obama administration meddled in the American election, put their thumb on the scale, utilizing a phony dossier provided by Hillary Clinton, but with information supplied by Russian intelligence. Oh my goodness, that's collusion. Then they use that as the underlying rationale for the surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. We now know this, even though the fully redacted Carter Page FISA warrant application tells us that they had no other evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. Now we have the text messages from Lisa Page admitting that until the appointment of Special Counsel Mueller, they had no evidence of real Russian collusion. This has been an extraordinary witch hunt, but it's one that I must tell you has been enormously expensive for yours truly. If you don't know where this stands, let me tell you. At least 12 of my current or former associates have been interrogated by the FBI. Of those 12, 8 of them were asked extensively about my association with Alex Jones and InfoWars. I believe as many as 5, perhaps more, of my current or former associates have been dragged before the grand jury. CNN reported that all my financial and banking records are being examined by the special counsel. We know that I was under full surveillance, although the terms will be very interesting to the American people starting around May of 2016. Think about how chilling that is. Somebody reading all of your emails, your text messages, listening to your phone calls. Violation of the Fourth Amendment. Probable cause? None. I have no foreign contacts. I'm a patriotic American. My sin? Supporting Donald J. Trump for president. My other big sin? Appearing on InfoWars to tell the truth. It's why they wish to silence me. Now, as some of you know, I have already been subject to a defamation lawsuit, which I won. I also was sued by an Obama-directed front group, and that lawsuit was dismissed. Now I'm being sued by the Democratic National Committee in another frivolous, sore loser lawsuit. The Senate Intelligence Committee wants to look at every document in my possession, millions and millions of emails. The special prosecutor is, of course, running around poking into every aspect of my personal life, my family life, my social life, my business life, my political activities. Very little of it have anything to do with the 2016 election or Russian collusion. This is costing me an enormous amount of money, and it threatens to bankrupt me and my family. Online stories that say that I'm worth $20 million are planted to dissuade you from contributing. You can go to stonedefensefund.com and help the Stone family with an immediate contribution. That's stonedefensefund.com. Somewhere here, there we have there's the website, but we have a graphic that gives you the actual address, stonedefensefund.com. Please send your most generous contribution because I need your help. You see, they seek to pressure me into testifying against our president, and that's something that I will never do. But to fight them, it will cost as much as $2 million, and that is money that I do not have. Please go to stonedefensefund.com with your emergency contribution today. And while you're at it, go over to the InfoWars.com store and find that donate button, because these are interrelated fights. You see, they seek to shut InfoWars down, to wipe us off the digital map before they make their move on the president. They want to silence me. They want to silence Alex Jones. Only by your loyal support can we win this fight. Now, at InfoWars, you can help in two ways. You can buy one of our terrific products, a T-shirt, a nutraceutical, or you can just give a generous donation. Let's show the donate button there for folks who are unclear how to find it, because I urge you to dig deep and give a contribution to that effort as well. Alex Jones and I both need your help, and we make no bones about it. They ask me constantly about whether we have a blue wave coming. There was a terrific piece by Matt Drudge in which he fears that we may have a Democratic tsunami. As a veteran of 40 years in American politics, I can tell you it's actually too early to say. The president has yet to frame this election, but he took a step in the right direction yesterday when he followed the advice that we've laid out here at InfoWars and began the process of declassifying the documents that will expose what the Obama administration was up to in the 2016 election. It's far worse than the allegations of Russian collusion. If one more liberal tells me, oh, the Trump Tower meeting with Donald Jr., please give me a break. That meeting was a setup. It's also perfectly legal. There is no evidence of Russian collusion. There's no evidence of WikiLeaks collaboration on my part. This is all meant as a distraction to the incredibly egregious crimes that they are involved in. When we come back, Eric Bolling and Alex Jones at the top of the war room will go head-to-head on 9/11. This has to be clarified. It is nothing short than epic. I want to thank you for joining us here at the Alex Jones Show today and recognize that the struggle that we find ourselves in is the test case. If they succeed in silencing Alex Jones, if they close down InfoWars, there's no telling who is next. Is it Breitbart? Is it the Daily Caller? Is it Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Mike Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Simone? So many other great patriots who are committed to bringing you the truth. Make no mistake about it. They are on the tech left's hit list. Today, those people are being shadow banned and they're being toyed with. Not like what's going on with Alex Jones, where they literally want to deperson him. Jones, unafraid, goes to Washington and confronts the censors. And his reward? To be banned on Twitter. This is the most important fight that we face. If we cannot win the fight for a vibrant, robust internet, there is no future for the conservative movement. There is no future for American democracy. Donald Trump came along and threw a big chink into the plans of the globalists. This was supposed to be Hillary versus Jeb, and everybody would go away happy but the American people. Now you have a brash, independent billionaire in the White House who takes orders from no one, but who watches InfoWars. Thank you so much. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and we're grateful to have this opportunity to lay out the facts. But I remind you again, they're trying to shut us down. Hit the InfoWars.com store now. God will bless you for it.
You say some of the things I say are despicable. A few things I've said turn out to be wrong, and I'll admit my mistakes. But most of what you brought up when we talked on record and off record in D.C. last week are straw men. It's misrepresentations, just like they say Trump hates all Mexicans. No, he said a lot of criminals are coming across the border, rapists and murderers. He didn't say they were all rapists and murderers. So, again, it's misrepresentations of what they do.
Absolutely true on the Trump argument, but not true on your argument. I've heard you, Alex. In fact, the reason why we almost got in that fight or that Twitter fight way back when was when you were talking about the inside job that 9/11 was. And I will tell you, I watched the second plane fly into the building. I lost 16 very close friends in that World Trade Center. There is no way in the world that I think my government could be part of a conspiracy that would kill 3,000 Americans. Innocent Americans. It wasn't a wartime. It wasn't on the battlefield. These were innocent Americans going to work. Some of my closest friends died in that, and that really bothered me.
Eric,
and
but I want to be clear.
I still don't buy this fact that the government looked the other way.
I'm not saying, just like there's rogue groups in the White House and rogue groups in the CIA fighting America and that have been caught working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and Trump says Obama and Hillary founded ISIS. That's true. John McCain was involved in that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, because I've been in New York and people say, how dare you say firefighters blew up the tower? I never said that.
I agree with Alex Jones that John McCain was there and did meet with some of the leaders of what would soon to become ISIS. I agree with you, but explain to me what proof in the world that you have that our government had somehow information that there was going to be two planes flown into our World Trade Center. You don't have any.
I get blamed for every conspiracy theory that some crazy person made up.
I do not agree with you that the U.S. government, someone inside the government, had knowledge of the terror attack prior to the attack.
Oh, really?
Nobody in our government, at least. And I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings on such a massive scale.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that these people would take an airplane and slam it into the World Trade Center, take another one and slam it into the Pentagon.
But that turns out not to be true. U.S. military planners did envision and practice those very scenarios. As reported by USA Today, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, conducted exercises with fighter jets, simulating hijacked planes flown into the World Trade Center in the 2 years before the attack. Pentagon planners also envisioned the attack on the Pentagon 5 months before it happened. According to this April 2001 Pentagon email, Air Force officials wanted a war game, having a terrorist group hijack a commercial airline and fly it into the Pentagon.
And I ask you whether you recall the title of that PDB.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
There were elements in our government allied with radical Islam that helped them carry out the attack. Just like they're covering up New Mexico.
Alex, you can argue whether or not America deserved it or not.
I don't think America deserved it.
You don't.
I'm saying the left is cheerleading it.
Wasn't your theory, Alex. Your theory was not only did America not deserve it, but the United States government knew about the attack prior to the attack and decided to stand down. A very different theory.
I don't want to spend all our time on 9/11. It's not that I'm running away from it. It's that the media misrepresents what I say about it. I believe Islamic terror and radical Islam is one of the number one threats on the planet, probably number one. I know that there are criminals in our government like Brennan, who reportedly converted to Wahhabism. Obama helped launch the Arab Spring to overthrow our allies in Egypt, you name it. And I think that elements let this happen, like PNAC wrote, to let there be an attack to end up taking our liberties away. And I've got FBI was warned about flight schools. That's CBS News. FBI knew Al-Qaeda pilots were training in the U.S. ordered to stand down. ABC News. State Department lapses aided 9/11 hijackers. Then they had the airlift of evil flying tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda fighters out. Our military was ordered to do it. I don't blame our military. They would say, oh, you hate our military. No, I love our military.
The bin Laden family was whisked out of the United States by President Bush himself right after the 9/11 attack. And they went back to Saudi Arabia, correct?
That's right.
When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes and they were sent back for the most part to Saudi Arabia.
So all I'm saying is there is a radical Islamic alliance with the left and there are people in the government working to protect Islam. They got this imam that was connected to dozens of bombings. After 6 months, he's being released from British prison next week.
Well, you said some things that I agree with. I believe radical Islam is the greatest threat to the United States, our freedom, maybe even the globe. I'll agree with that.
Maybe the left's bigger, though.
Well, I think the left is a different type of threat, and it's a longer-term threat where, you know, radical Islam could, you know, kill a lot of people real fast. And the left, it's going to take a while for them to take over and take away our liberties and freedoms.
But I think we can deal with a straight-on attack like radical Islam. It's the left creeping around.
I don't like them either. I'm on board with that.
Well, this is video on screen of them saying Building 7 has already fallen. Have you seen that video?
No.
And it's right behind her.
Well, I can't hear her.
You want me to play it for you?
What? I'd like to hear her say it's already fallen. And by the way, Alex, anyone could throw a video, a picture behind it, a news person. That could be
a video.
Well,
she's saying
screen.
Building 7 has fallen. They put the story out beforehand.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
Did you hear that? Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon.
They were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Let's just think about this. Controlled demolitions cannot be engineered and rigged in a day. It takes months. And therefore, this event must have been planned in advance.
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back. We are walking back. It's a building about to blow up.
Did they actually use the word brought down? And who was it that was telling you this?
In the fire department. And they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
And these people heard explosions.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. Looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans, and we deserve the truth.
Go to rememberbuilding7.org today.
I was down there. I was down there, one of the only people that weren't military in that area. There may be a handful of us, maybe 200-300 people max, trading oil because we had to stabilize the price of oil during that time. That whole area was unstable. They were worried about more than just Building 7. They were worried about some of the satellite buildings of the world. There were like four or five five-story World Trade Center buildings that were around. They were worried about those falling. The Brooks Brothers building, they were concerned that was going to go down too. There was mass fear, confusion going on. That is all landfill.
You're saying it's a...
That's all
landfill. So you're saying it's a false report.
No, it's not a false report. I'm telling you, I don't think that there was a conspiracy to blow up Building 7. For what reason?
Never in the history of a world, never in the history of high-rise skyscrapers has ever a skyscraper ever come down because of fire. And I'm talking massive fire. And you know the reason why? Because fire does not burn by itself hot enough to compromise and melt steel.
I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. To do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid.
What we had in the World Trade Center, and I saw myself, was molten lava-like pockets of molten steel. All right, I spent the night on the pile searching for bodies, and I saw that with my own eyes. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a bunch of government bureaucrats or my fellow brothers, which I lost 343 guys that day? And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that. Before I go to bed, I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.